Blog Talk Radio.
Well, forget everything this corrupt establishment is doing to me is all about preserving their power and control over the American people for whatever reason. They want to damage me in any form so I can no longer represent you. They will damage me in any form they can. I watched this hoax last night where a young lady said, oh, I'm so heartbroken. But 3 weeks after January 6th, she wrote us a letter saying, oh, I loved working for the president. He's so great. I guess she put out a tweet. Now it would be a truth, hopefully. But she put out something. Oh, it was such a great honor to serve our president. And then all of a sudden she's out there. This is long after the January 6th. Or the other one where she goes out and she said that it's just not my deal. I love Secret Service. They're great. They're incredible people. They're brave people. They're strong, powerful, smart, brilliant. Now think of this. She said, I got into the beast. Well, it wasn't the beast. It wasn't the beast. The beast is a specific car. I got into the beast. And I grabbed the steering wheel to make it go down. Now, you know, I have a guy sitting there who can lift 300 pounds. I don't know. I don't think I can. I don't want to say I know I can't, which I do. I know I can't. But these are strong, tough people. I grabbed the wheel. I don't even know if you could fit through there. Have to lose some weight. I grabbed the wheel, but I was rebuffed. And instead, my hands went to the throat or something of the other Secret Service. Now, this guy lifts like 300 pounds or 350. And he's a very tough guy. But think of it. What person would, I mean, I'm the president of the United States. And can you imagine this made-up story? It is total fiction. And I say thank God for the great people in the Secret Service because they put out a statement that it wasn't true. That it wasn't true. Terrible. Then they have me throwing food in the White House. I don't throw food in the White House. I don't throw food anywhere. I eat the food, which is a problem. I'd probably be better off if I threw it. I think the next time I should throw it, I won't eat it. I'll be much better off. But I'm throwing food in the White House. I don't do that. I have too much respect for the White House and too much respect for people to do it. And they know that wasn't true, too. But they don't call back the Secret Service. The Secret Service wants to testify and say it wasn't true. But they won't let him testify because they don't want to hear the answer. It's just a horrible thing that's going on in our country. It's sick. And the fake news media is totally complicit. These are very dishonest people, many of them. If I renounced my beliefs and if I agreed to stay silent, and if I stayed home and took it easy, if I announced that I was not going to run any longer for political office, the persecution of Donald Trump would immediately stop. You know that, right? Immediately stop. They would go on to the next victim. But that's not what I do. I can't do that. I can't do that. Can't do that. Because I love this country and I love you. I love you. There's never been anything like this in history. There's never been, look at this crowd. I mean, with 2 days notice, look at this crowd. And by the way, outside the place was packed with people trying to get in. But you got the seats. Congratulations. But they're coming after me because I'm standing up for you. It's very simple. And I'm not doing this for me because I had a very good and luxurious life before entering the wonderful world of politics. I'm doing it for you, and it's my honor to do it. I will tell you, it's my honor.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your reward.
Okay. Sorry about that. Let me get Bianchi. Spinning. Bianchi.
Hey, Donnie, what's going on?
It's you. You're going on. Another Saturday night.
Oh, we hear it. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's what I like to hear. This ain't no place for no candy asses, man. I'm telling you.
That's right. That's right. Let me get Cinnamon on. I think Cinnamon. Anybody else got about 14 people? I think this would be Joe.
Hello, Donnie. Hello, everybody else who's there.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I just finished talking to some people on another show. They are ufologists. I invited them over to this show. I hope Kathy and Daniel show up tonight so that they can have some company.
Uh-oh. You're setting them up, are you?
No, these people, they do some real research, and I don't know about the real research. They firmly believe, you know, in aliens, and I give them my theory, and they believe in the Matrix and alienology. One guy believes that Venus is nothing more than a city. They talk about life on Mars and stuff like that. So this is something that Daniel and Kathy would be very, very interested in.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They think Venus is a city?
Yep. Well, at least one of them does, not all of them, one of them.
And you invited them over to this show.
Well, this is a bunch of nuts. Why can't we have more nuts?
Okay. All right. Oh, my buddy. My buddy. Thanks for helping us out there, Joe.
Well, look, I've had 5 or 6 people come over to the show so far over the years, you know, that I've invited. So why not? There's room for more nuts. You think we're not nuts?
None of them said Venus was a city.
I didn't know that either until about a half an hour ago, but, you know.
Well, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I hope Kathy shows up tonight because she's been absent, of course, you know, due to pressures that she wouldn't want to have, neither Daniel would want to have him either. So I hope both of them take a vacation and come on over tonight.
Well, let's hope so. 503, that's Lorianne. Hello.
Hey, wifey. Is she in the, she's online?
Hello.
All right. What do you know? You're not in the chat room now, huh? Okay.
How are you feeling?
I'm here, too.
Yeah. I thought she was avoiding me.
Me avoid you? Why would I do that?
If you're in the chat room, then you're not online here. I thought, I'm not talking to Joe until 2 hours later.
Yeah.
So I got some news that I did yesterday. I cut away about a year and a half's worth of hair off of my head.
Wow.
I finally got my hair cut. Yeah, I got like about 9 inches taken off. So I feel like my head is like 10 pounds lighter. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Lloyd the barber now.
Well, it must be hot over there in Oregon for you to do that. Oh.
It's going to be. We're going to be getting some serious hot temperatures finally rolling in next week. We're going to be hitting 100 by midweek.
I was like,
I'm cutting this shit off before we were hitting 100.
Yeah. Have you noticed the weather patterns in the last couple of months? I've had nothing but, oh my God, it just slipped my mind, overcast days and days and days on end, and all of a sudden, the last week and a half, nothing but bright sunshine. I mean, we're supposed to have that all the time. I think they're fucking with the sun. Have you heard the new ways they're trying to dim the sun now? A plasma island, bubbles.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't. I haven't heard about that. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
A plasma iron bubble?
Not quite. Who else said yes? Was that Cinnamon? You wanted to describe it? You probably did.
Yep.
Yeah. You wanted to describe it?
The little plasma bubble that they're going to put up supposedly is going to be, I can't remember the size, I think, I want to say it was New Zealand, but other people came out and said that it wasn't even going to be large enough to cover the hole in the ozone layer. But if you guys notice, you notice how they're starting to talk about the rivers in the sky and how the currents in the sky are changing.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, they've been kind of mentioning that, and that's why we're getting the extreme heat waves or the extreme cold that we get, like the polar vortex comes down into Michigan now where it wasn't supposed to go down that low. So they've been talking about, and they're saying it's because of climate change that those currents up above are all off. And I think, actually, it has to do with HAARP.
Very
if you
possible.
Notice, we started getting all this after they say they decommissioned HAARP. Because that's what mostly what HAARP was to energize the ionosphere, which
yeah.
is the next layer up, which in turn would mess with our
atmosphere and our weather. Yeah.
You know what causes climate change is solar winds. They have big. These people on this Earth planet today that's pushing this is crazy as hell. I tell you the truth, they're crazy. They're just crazy, Donnie. What do you have to, so I guess you're gonna put sunglasses on the sun.
Piaki, you sound
yeah,
like
there was a big one the other day. Like a couple days ago or the last couple days, there was a big solar storm that came through. And, you know, northern lights and stuff going. You know, when you see northern lights going further south than is, you know, beyond typical, that's a pretty good indication that there's a lot of solar activity going on and, you know, that's hitting us.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm with the HAARP theory that Cinnamon is talking about because I think we all know our government isn't there to do anything on our behalf. I've already mentioned my theory about how and why aliens are here, and I think they're terraforming the planet just for them.
Yeah, and it's the United States wasn't the only one that did HAARP. It's either Sweden or Switzerland that were in on it also, and one other country. And the two other countries have theirs up and running. Ours actually ended up being moved offshore, and they're on ships.
Well, I'd like to know officially from everybody here, since I've already said we're a bunch of nuts, I'll speak for myself. Does anybody believe or refute my particular theory about why and how aliens are here? So you all think I'm nuts more than usual. Thank you very much.
No.
I think I don't argue with you. You're asking if we argue with you. Nope, not really. I mean, I think it's fully possible.
What was your question, Joe?
The question is, I've proposed my particular belief that because of the way that they're taking oxygen out of the air, they're taking carbon dioxide out of the air. They've already cut 1,500 trees in New York, and I haven't heard anything else about other states, but they're going to get there. Which means that the planet is going to be inhabitable in a short time if they continue to do what they're doing, especially with the geoengineering that they say they're trying to do for the planet, but which everybody with common sense realizes it's not for the planet. I believe that all of this is being done in order to transform the planet's atmosphere and environment and surface for aliens so that they can live on the planet while we humans die off. And so I'm asking, do people believe that I have a reasonable foundation, or do they want to put me into the funny farm more than usual?
I found that show you just left called Screwball Radio, Episode 87. Was that the one?
No, but I should have been there.
He was at
the
other.
I don't know if they're...
Go ahead, Cinnamon.
I don't know if they're going to terraform and take over on the Earth, but I do think that they would be coming here for resources.
Oh, okay. So you do believe aliens exist and the possibility that they're here for their benefit and not ours?
Yes.
Okay.
I would think it's more likely that it's for their benefit and not ours. If we go out exploring in space, we're not going out to look for, a poor planet that we can go ahead and teach them how not to, don't do what we do kind of crap. We would be looking for resources.
Yeah. That, to me, makes sense for the aliens who, in my opinion, should be here. I've given my reasons as to why I believe they're here. Why do you believe they're here? You're talking about motivation, but why do you believe that aliens exist?
Because there's too much UFO activity.
But the UFOs, they can be... secret space, like a stealth spot, like a stealth bomber, which resembles a UFO.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah. But I don't think that they would think that if it's just stealth bomber technology, they wouldn't get caught as much as they are getting caught. And most of the stuff that's being found in the sky doesn't always resemble each other. So I think we're getting buzzed. I don't know.
Like
I don't necessarily believe that there's any of them here right now trying to do anything. But, yeah, we're being checked out.
Like the Tic Tac that they spotted. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
but if they were looking for resources, they'd be better off to go mine an asteroid. It's already in space.
Yeah.
You don't have to take it from the Earth's surface.
It depends on what resource they're looking for.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are seen coming out of the ocean. It could be something that's, in the ocean.
I think they're here to keep us from
snagging
each other up.
Do what, Donnie?
I think they're here to keep us from blowing each other up with these nuclear weapons, because they proved that they can shut it down. In Russia, they can shut it down here, which they have. And I think, don't mess with the big dogs, because we can shut you down quick.
I would, if the aliens are here for that, I would kind of welcome that. It would be like, War of the Worlds. What's the one that Michael Rennie was in, and the guy from Ben Casey?
Ben Casey?
The guy from Ben Casey was Dr. Zorba. He was also in the world.
Edwards?
No. Ben Casey was Mike Edwards. I'm talking of Ben Edwards, I think. No, Mike Edwards. I'm talking about the other guy, Dr. Zorba. He was in that movie with Michael Rennie where the big giant robot came out of the spacecraft, and he was supposed
to... Oh, yeah.
What's the name of that movie?
Oh, I can't think. He just wanted to... to deliver the message to Earth.
Yeah.
And
most
of the movie was...
Thanks, Bianca. Yeah, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah, that was my cousin in the robot.
I believe it. Now, if they wanted to do that, say that they would have a legitimate reason for coming to Earth and warning us, because why should we go up into the universe and start blowing up planets like we're blowing up everything over here?
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Human beings couldn't go too far any daggone way. It's just don't have the capability. You talking about aliens. Come in the hood. You got idiots walking around with hoodies on. It's 110 degrees. They must be aliens.
Yeah. Crazy. I'm going to ask this for the fourth time tonight. Bianchi, how are you feeling?
I feel a lot better, but not totally 100%. Apparently, I had a head cold. I had a stomach flu with acid reflux to the point where I had my grandson to give me some cottage cheese. What else are you getting? Cottage cheese, some beef.
Damn.
And,
should have got you some baking soda.
Mushroom, anything that It was with this alkaline. I mean, I was feeling terrible last Sunday.
Yeah, you couldn't talk, and it takes a lot for you to stop talking.
Joe does.
No, I'm glad you're feeling a little better.
All right, so
yeah, Don's got me doing the baking soda trick, soda water.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a lot cheaper than 4 pills a day for acid reflux.
I still take them.
Yeah. How do you know the pills aren't being counteracted with by the baking soda and vice versa?
I don't know. They just seem to work together. So.
Yeah, but you still got to spend money on prescriptions.
Yeah.
Yes, by the time I start feeling the hair better, I look in here, there's a picture of that damn Joe Biden. I damn near have a relapse, so I had to get away from that.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's doing some incredible shit this week. Whew.
Yeah. Joe Biden.
Why did the White House say, no, it wasn't the White House. It was, the girl that just left.
You mean the press secretary?
Yeah.
Saki?
What was her name?
Jen.
Yeah, she had just gone on to, I think it was one of the daytime shows, news shows, and said that they had been planning for Biden to have, planning for what to do when Biden got COVID for a long time. I'm like, when he got COVID?
Yeah, he's only had 3 attacks or something like that.
Yeah. Was that how you guys were going to get him out? Because he was one of the high-risk people, and then that way Kamala could take over? That just seemed kind of weird to me.
Well, that was predicted by some people that as soon as he got in, he was only there to make way for somebody else like Kamala Harris. And I don't understand why they would want him in there to begin with when every other Democrat would have fulfilled the same function.
Yeah, there was a lot of, I won't vote for Trump, I'll vote. They would have voted for a turnip.
Yeah. So I think.
So they didn't necessarily have to have Joe Biden name recognition.
Yeah. So I don't understand. I keep thinking that this is all a board game between the richest families anyway, that it's just for their amusement. They take turns putting obstacles in each other's way, and then they take turns removing the obstacles, changing the board that they're playing on in order to amuse themselves, because they already control the planet. They've already controlled it for a long, long time. So the only thing that they have now, they need, is stimulation from boredom. They control every parliament, congress, republic, dictatorship, bank that matters in the entire world. They're worth trillions of dollars, not just billions. And so what else do they have? They've got all the parties, the mansions, the castles that they want. What else could they need? They need to have relief from boredom. And I think they're playing world politics like we play chess.
Could very well be. And then just watch us all try to, you know, destroy each other.
Yeah.
While they're in their little safe house.
When Obama got elected, I said to myself, I don't know, how did this guy get elected? I bet it was a bet.
Well, you know how they got elected on one group of people. Then you got another. It was symbolicness more so than anything, any damn thing else.
So for them to put up a guy with a Muslim name, first black guy in history to run for president, and nobody knew a fucking thing about him. And he beats McCain.
Well, thank God for that. I don't think...
McCain was great.
Go ahead, Cindy.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. I was going to say,
McCain was crazy, and you could see the crazy in his eyes.
But he couldn't.
Especially in that jaw. And that jaw would start throbbing. He was a nutball.
Yeah.
Oh, he would not have been good for America either, but Obama wasn't either.
Well, I think the cane would have been much worse.
Yeah.
Much worse.
He might have been just as batty as Biden, only he wouldn't have been batty. He would have been doing everything on purpose. And nobody could have said it would have been dementia. They would have just said he's a nut, you know, he's crazy, he's a nut job. He's, the pressure got to him, or whatever they would say about him.
Yeah.
You guys want to look at a good debate. Not only when candidates were professional, but also the news people, the interviewers were professional. Look at the debate between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Carter will run rings around Joe Biden today. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. And Ronald Reagan was so superb. They both were really good. You could see where their weaknesses were. If you want to claim either one had it, and it had to do with foreign policy. But, of course, you know what Jimmy Carter does. But Jimmy Carter was a very good, you know, looking politician, good sounding. And we all know that Ronald Reagan was. You get an opportunity, take a look at that between Reagan and Carter.
I liked the Reagan-Mondale debate. Where Mondale, if you guys remember, Mondale had brought up the fact that Reagan was an old man. And Reagan says, what exactly did he say? But it cinched the election for him that time. It was something like, I don't want to have to take advantage of my opponent's youth and immaturity. And that was a very good comeback to McGovern. Talking about that Reagan was too old to hold office. Because that was a concern of people at the time. But you people are too young to remember, since that was back in 1980, especially somebody like Cinnamon and Laurie Ann. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were concerned about Reagan being too old.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Good thing they didn't have him. Crystal ball where they can look up into the future 2022.
Alabama.
Isn't it amazing? Like, you know, Reagan was, you know, it was known when he was getting dementia, and it wasn't, nobody was trying to hide it. You know, it was just like, yeah, okay, he's got it. But now with Biden, everybody and all of them are trying to completely deny the dementia that he has. And that he had before he even got elected. You know, Reagan didn't really show a lot of signs of it until later on in his presidency. But, you know, Biden got elected with with obvious dementia. And, you know, it just baffles my mind how people are still in denial about it. And people still are trying to blame it all on his stuttering and stuff, and it's like, no, this is far beyond, you know, if it's not obvious to somebody, they're in complete denial. So it's just like, in the comparison of the two, it's just like, it just baffles my mind how people can be in such denial over Biden when it was pretty much accepted with Reagan when it was, you know, becoming obvious with him.
Well, there's one reason why, and that's because Reagan, he knew how to conduct himself. He didn't go around saying, they wiped my butt, they wiped my butt.
Right. We have Alabama. I don't know which one it is. Daniel, is that you?
Hey, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Hey, it's about fucking time.
How you doing?
I'm a lot better. I'm a lot down better, I tell you that.
There you go.
I was sick as hell.
You and me both, buddy.
Where's time?
They put me on some, they messed with my immune system. That's all I'm going to say.
Jesus,
and
fuck.
And it about killed me. I mean, I'm serious.
Damn.
Because I have an autoimmune disease, and then you put me on something that you don't even know how I'm going to react to it.
Hell yeah. That's.
I mean, finally I just stopped taking it. How's everybody else? How are y'all doing?
Well, yeah, we were asking about you. If I was on a show, which I invited to come over here, so that you and Kat could have some company. It's a show specifically about cosmology, ufology, alienology.
Nice.
Yeah.
You already had it, or when is it?
No, I was there, and before I got here, I was on that show for about 20 minutes before
Uh-oh.
I got here tonight. So they may show up. Who knows?
Hey, I did talk to Big Kat, and she said, and she'll probably be able to call in tonight.
All right. About time.
All right.
Good.
Daniel.
So, yes, sir.
Joe went to a show that a host thinks Venus is a city.
Not the
All
host,
right.
but one of the people, yeah.
Yeah, just
huh.
one of the people that calls in. And Joe, of course, right away invites this guy or girl,
yeah.
whoever, to the
it's
show.
A guy.
I said
to him, look, you sound like a fucking nut. Why don't you come on over to Donnie's show?
I'm looking at a show right now. I'm telling you, it's called Screwball Radio, episode 87.
Hey, I missed that one. I missed that episode.
Hey, I want to talk to him, but I think Venus is a planet. But, you know, if I'd like to hear what they have to say about how it could be a city.
Well, it's a planet. I mean, they admit it's a planet, but it's nothing but, you know, a civilized city. So it's inhabited by...
Oh, it's still a planet, then.
Oh,
okay.
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to say it's just a city. You know, I meant, it's a planet, but it's the entirety of it is just like one city.
That's like
okay.
Star Wars. It has one. The planet, the entire planet is a city. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
I felt like asking him if, you know, if when he looks up at the moon, does it remind him of green cheese or anything like that? But since it's my first time on the show, they were friendly people. I thought I'd keep that question in abeyance.
I'd like to talk to somebody about the moon. I'm serious.
Well, they would be the people to talk to, and they were friendly people, too. So
they were?
Yeah. The name of the show was... ufology, cosmology, and alienology, all three of those terms were in the title of the show, and it was on tonight. So if you look it up in the search engine, you'll find it easily.
Gotcha.
I was watching the Tesla files. Tesla files.
Ooh, I know that was good.
And they brought up John Trump's name.
Ooh-hoo.
Oh, yeah.
What
Ooh-hoo.
Happened?
They were best friends, or they were good friends.
Yeah, they think he got, they hid some of his, or a lot of his experiments. He had, I guess, about 60 boxes of his papers that ended up missing.
Yeah.
And the guy that's on Skinwalker Ranch, the guy that works for NASA, Travers, he was on the show, and they set this experiment up just like Tesla would have done it, where we wouldn't have to have, we could have free electricity. And they were, and all of a sudden they lit up a light bulb. They started racing this little, you know, boat. They didn't have any wires to this boat at all.
Huh.
But it was the ground. Tesla found out or figured out the ground had energy,
mm-hmm.
which helped generate all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
Tesla.
They had a look. Go ahead.
No, Tesla was a genius is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, some people got a little bit jealous and too much money would have been lost.
That's pitiful, man. That makes me sick to my stomach.
Did you guys read about cold fusion? That's in the news again. And so they're talking about, in essence, free energy.
No, I haven't heard anything since
yesterday. Tesla and Edison were in competition as to which form of electricity were going to be used in the United States.
Well, you had all the big shots too, like the Vanderbilt. They would put money with one guy, and somebody else would put money with, and then it just got ugly. It just got real
yeah.
ugly. And, you know, Tesla used to work.
Yeah, he used to work with Edison, all four of Edison, depending upon what you read, yeah. I remember reading Tesla said to Edison that you really don't have to go through the 5,000 experiments that Edison did not mind doing, because he said mathematically you could prove one way or another what the result would be without having to do the actual experiment. But I don't blame Edison for doing the actual experiment. It took him 5,000 experiments to discover the light bulb.
Yeah, to prove it, to show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of just mathematically telling everybody, because not everybody's mathematically minded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
Tesla's
Edison,
20 tied up, and that was the end of that. I think Carnegie was backing him up.
Yeah.
And he pulled the money out.
Yeah, there were, at that time, there were the Carnegies, the Mellons, the Vanderbilts. Who else was around during that time, which were big names? The multi-millionaires.
Standard Oil.
That's the Rockefellers, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Those people back then, what they went through was not a cakewalk. And people today like to criticize them for being, having attained the riches and stuff that they did. They had their ups and downs. Look at Westinghouse. And you made mention about Carnegie.
Yeah,
so they would be there's a typical person that tried to, they risked it. And it turned out well, and sometimes it turned out worth a damn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Who started the railroads? My mind's drawing a blank.
Well, it's for the cattle industry, I believe.
It was
Carnegie Steel.
It was Carnegie Steel. It was Mellon. The Mellon's the banking.
Was it the Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt's. The Rockefellers with the oil.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to look it up.
I used to know all that stuff, and I don't remember any of it anymore. Well, one of them went completely broke.
Was that right? Who did that?
I don't know now. I can't remember.
No,
one of they made them some money back, but the father, I guess the son and the father were always arguing about what business to back.
Yeah.
And if that gives you a hint. I don't know.
No.
It's Anderson Cooper. He's a Vanderbilt.
Yes. He sure is.
Yeah, but they would not be proud of him.
The mother, they about as broke as, I mean, they not got no, they're down to millions. They don't have no billions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and they started their foundations for the same reason, the Rockefellers and the Clintons and everybody else. And the how about the Astors? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah,
that's one of the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's right, Daniel. There's a book written about that. What's the guy's name, the author? Oh, shit.
Astor, I remember that, you know?
I think Astors were in real estate, if I remember correctly.
I don't know.
You know, it was, you're talking about Mellon. It was one of the 99 that helped fund the Civil Rights Movement. Andrew Mellon, Audrey Mellon, his daughter, Audrey, and Stephen Curry lost their lives there in the Bermuda Triangle in flight.
Oh, one of those flights.
Yeah, 99 different white companies that backed the Civil Rights Movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you don't hear nothing about that now, do you?
No, I didn't know anything about that. Not at all.
Bermuda Triangle. Does anybody know anything about that?
Just that their instruments went wacky. And
I mean, does that still exist? But are they avoiding it or going through it or what's happening?
It's still there.
Mm.
It's still there,
Joe. Some people say you can go back into time.
Yeah, yeah. The one guy said he entered this, looked like a wormhole, and it knocked over an hour off his flight time. When he got to Miami, he was way ahead of, there's no way he should be there yet. And he said, I just zoomed, and it was like he thought he was in a storm.
Yeah, that sounds like something out of Twilight Zone. Yeah,
yeah, it does. A lot of crazy things, and I don't know. Every time I think it's crazy, it comes out, oh, here's the proof.
Yeah, it's not that crazy. Well,
no.
If we can believe that aliens exist, and the technology that we have today, I can believe in almost, well, in anything that has proof. Show me proof. Hey, I'm on your side. Simple. Give me any reasonable amount of evidence. Like when I tell people my particular philosophy about aliens being here, I let them know up front, I don't have proof. But the circumstantial evidence to me is pretty cool. Pretty damn cool, you know? I mean, it is there. You can't take a look at it and say, it doesn't exist. So that is some, you know, that is some cool shit. You take a look at that and you go, yeah, that's real. I say, that's right. Can't be dismissed.
I agree.
Boy, it gets awful quiet, doesn't it?
Okay. So the WHO today declared an emergency, health emergency over monkeypox.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
Wow.
You knew it was coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
WHO with their stupid mask mandates and the vaccine mandates and the monkeypox. I think the monkeypox is just a precursor to eventually introducing us to, not reintroducing us to Ebola or smallpox.
I don't mean to break in Cornelius Vanderbilt with the railroads, Vanderbilt.
There you go. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Is this something like they always want to start these mandates with the United States? Why don't you start it in Sri Lanka or down in Argentina or Nigeria?
Well, they did. They started them. Well, they started them at around the same time, I think, for all the countries. Australia was the groundbreaker in terms of what could happen to you if you said no to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And they dragged your ass out of your apartment, your house, threw you in jail.
Yeah.
You remember
that? And then
that?
Here, what about here in America? I talked to somebody a few weeks ago who was affiliated with the Freedom Convoy. Mm-hmm. That's all but disbanded. And you can't blame them. They had their heads busted, their teeth knocked out, their children taken away, and their bank accounts frozen. They can't survive on that.
No. Nope.
So, yeah.
No, I don't blame them.
I don't fucking blame them. Shit. These people will say, all you got to do is say no. And I say, okay, you be the first one. Now I'll be right there looking at you.
Yeah.
Well, it is basically all you got to do is say no. You just got to be able to stick with it.
That's all you just got to do is just stick with it?
So well, you,
it depends
yeah.
on who you are. For some people that got to make a living, they can't say no as long. Somebody, you know, like myself, for instance, I can say no as long as I have to.
No,
I don't depend on
it. You, let's say you were up there in the front lines. Let's say you joined the truckers. You got your head busted. You're going to go back for a second or third time?
I ain't going to get my head busted like that.
No. Okay.
We'll be busting some heads first. But what I'm saying is they can't say, well, you can't don't come in to work tomorrow. I say, come on. I'll need you for that.
Oh, well, same thing here with me. They can't say that to me either.
No. Neither can they, Donnie.
That's right. Have you a few bucks put away at your house or somewhere you can get to it? Have you some K cases of water, whatever.
You
don't know how powerful to be able to say no. It's just like when a woman tells her husband, nope, I don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
That all you got, I don't need you.
No, okay. I can tell you have never been up there in the front lines.
No, you're absolutely right, because this stuff was of no interest to me, Joe. Mm-hmm. People talk about the us and we's and they's, but they never get into detail on who these us, we's, and are. Who in the hell is this we you're talking about?
Yeah, they're looking for eight. Well, they're not looking. A lawyer wants to know where there's 80 people that are. They're showing it's in this riot, trying to get people to go in. They show a cop that takes the window out, takes it right out, and then he tries to blame this poor kid, and he shoves his kid, just like he was blaming the kid for doing it. And they said there was a lot of FBI informants out there, and this was for one of the defendants.
And with regards to that, the one defendant got one of the Proud Boys. His motion to have his case moved to another venue got denied, and a New York candidate for governor, he got attacked.
Yeah.
And the guy that attacked him, out on bail.
Out on bail.
Oh,
out
my God.
Right away. Out right away,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yep. The very next morning, he was out on bail.
Mm-hmm.
But he got rearrested today by the feds.
Yeah, there are two charges against him, one by the feds and one by the state. The state judge said, you can go. The federal judges said, you got to stay.
Wow.
Thank God.
I didn't see that. Yeah, I guess if you're going after somebody that's running for a federal office, I don't know what you're looking for. But I know the name. I should know what he ran for. It wasn't that House. Cinnamon?
Who's that?
I was thinking he was running for governor.
Yes, he was a gubernatorial candidate.
Isn't he a congressman or something right now?
Oh, yeah. You know he would be attacked.
I know the name, but maybe he was just on some of the shows I watch. I don't know.
New York's entire General Assembly is a bunch of damn aliens.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
What's that about aliens?
Yeah, that's about it.
Talk about, you said you were mentioning about your house and water stuff. Lori, how's Doll doing?
Doll is doing pretty good. Doll, she might be my co-host tomorrow. She's got her satellite internet up, and the house is coming along pretty good. So she's going to try out and, see if she can make it to join me on the show tomorrow night. So she's doing good.
Is that the lady from Alaska?
Yep.
Is that a yes?
Yep.
That's a yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that she can, and I'm hoping, it'll be a good test for her. And the house is, getting what will be the roof built and stuff, last picture that she sent me. So it's coming along pretty nicely. She's, it's kind of been slow going because they had to take a break for like a week or so, waiting for more materials to come in. And then the materials came in, and they're just cranking it out as quickly as they can. So it'll be nice when it's all done. I'm excited for her. She's starting to get excited, too, the closer the day comes,
yeah,
when everything's finished.
Right.
She's getting anxious for that, so that's cool.
Where is she building your house at?
What, Donnie?
I just wondered where she was building her house at.
Oh.
It's on like one of the islands, I think outside of Sitka.
I've personally forgotten. Huh.
I don't know. I don't know much about the last.
It only be a matter of time before they start messing with those people too.
And Jemana hasn't been around. Jemana's in Jordan, right, Laura? Right, Laurie?
Yeah, I think she's still in Jordan. I can't remember how long she said she was staying there.
I think she said before she had left a couple of weeks ago, I think she said she was planning on staying there for a month. So I think she's been there.
Well, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think she's been there for about 2 weeks. She's got about 2 more weeks to go. Hopefully, if the government doesn't keep her there, saying, you've been in America too long.
Hey, y'all, I'm reading right here in West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do you have Mali, Guinea, Burkina Faso, coups have also taken place at the east in Chad and Sudan. And there was an attempted coup in another country. So what's going on in Africa? The military's taking these governments over.
Hey, did you read about the locusts?
What's that, Pianchi?
The Muslim countries.
Okay. Okay.
Guinea. Burkina Faso.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Chad, Sudan.
Yeah.
Chad, of course, you know Sudan is. Bashir didn't like it when the people in the south seceded.
Yeah.
Did you read about the locusts that's plaguing, what, is it Africa or is it China? Huge locust wave.
Yeah,
like biblical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord.
What country is it attacking?
I don't remember. I just looked at the picture.
Yeah, it's like the army red ants. You can't stop the locusts and you can't stop the red ants. When millions of them start going on there, annual, biannual, something like that, 10-year, whatever particular attack schedule that they're, you know, DNA-driven to do, you can't stop it. Hippos run out of the way. Elephants get out of the way. You just get by.
Yeah. Oh, they clog up their nasal passages. Yeah. Can't breathe.
Mm-hmm. Then they start eating them.
God.
You can actually say that the red ants are probably the fiercest creatures on the planet when they get together collectively.
Strongest.
Yeah.
Probably the strongest.
And I wonder what would happen if locusts and red ants collided. Well, the locusts can fly away. That doesn't matter if they can fly away. Once you have a bunch of red ants on you, they...
You ain't flying very far.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but if you're swooping down, picking up two or three at a time and eating them.
Now, that's what they could, if they have the capability of doing it. Guys, ever see the video of hornets versus bees?
Uh-uh.
30 or 40 hornets can take out a beehive of 3,000 bees.
God.
It's amazing. The bees can't affect them. And they're just flying around, picking them off in midair. They're going inside the beehive. And you see them in slow motion, too.
Yeah.
Whew. Major
what about yellow jackets?
Oh, wow.
It's those bad boys ain't no joke.
No. No.
Come
they're
on.
About four or five times the size of a regular bee.
Mm.
And the bee's coming along trying to sting it. No fucking way. And these hornets just go...
When they start swarming, man, oh, my gosh.
Time to leave.
Yeah, if you can, Donnie. Mama got into one of their nests underground, cutting the yard. She got hit like 6 times, and I was pushing her out of the way, you know, run toward the house. When I started taking my shirt off, I picked 13 yellow jackets out of my shirt. where they had kamikaze darted my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So lucky, I mean, lucky there were bees and not hornets.
Yeah, I know. I know. But these yellow jackets, I believe they hurt as bad as a hornet.
I used to, my cousin Steve and I used to go behind his house way out in the woods. We find these big hives, and we'd screw with the hives, and they'd chase us through the woods. Oh, my God.
Golly.
I bet you were looking for a stream to dive in.
We weren't even close to a house. No.
That's dangerous.
I got stung in my, under my eye. Time I got to the house, I couldn't see out of one of my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Held right up.
And then,
I told my cousin, I said, we don't do stupid shit like that in Michigan.
No more anywhere. Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Sure you don't.
And
no.
Can you imagine if the bees are like that, right? Do you guys remember like years ago when there was an attack from the army bees from Africa? They came up and they were killing off the regular bees.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do remember that. They're like twice the size.
Yeah. Oh, they're killer bees. That's what they were.
Killer bees.
Yep.
They got into Texas and they killed. They got on some old guy that was doing his lawn and killed him. And that's the time I heard about killer bees.
Yeah, they said our American bees were no match for them.
God almighty.
And those were bees. I wonder what kind of African hornets they have.
Yeah.
No.
Danger.
They've got some spiders. I've seen some documentaries on spiders.
Oh, that's
they're scary, those spiders, man. Tarantulas? Oof.
Mm. Oh, they got spiders that make tarantulas look like little ants. Jesus.
God.
They got huge-ass spiders. Big spiders.
I don't mind spiders. It's the snakes.
Now, snakes don't bother me, but...
I'm scared to death.
I remember when I was up at summer camp, and they had spiders up there on the gutters of the roof, and they would just calmly lower themselves down using, with a thin line of silk.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't go down to the ground. They would just go halfway from the roof to, let's say, about 6 feet down. Not even 6 feet, maybe about 2 or 3 feet. And they would just hang there. And they looked like goddamn crabs. They were so huge.
God.
And I took a look at them and I said, I don't want to be here. Do not want to be here.
Yeah, I don't want to be close to them now. Don't get me wrong.
Daddy long legs I like. You can play around with them. But, I mean, these spiders, they look like they were made out of some kind of hard shell. Their legs look like they were made out of hard shell or something. You know what I'm saying?
God.
Ew, man. Spiders are scary.
Yeah, they are.
Snakes, too, the most people. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they're so... Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Spiders are sneaky little bastards, and they got those big compound eyes, so they burn your... You go to swat at one, and he gets away, he's coming after you.
He's got a memory.
I'm telling you, somewhere down the line, he's going to be peeking out, like, out from underneath a cupboard and bite you in the ankle or something. They're just evil little things.
Yeah, I don't make war with the spiders in my house.
Nobody will kill spiders at work, so I can do it like it's elaborate. Like I'll end up having to use a broom, so I'm away from it. Man, I went to go smack this spider in the hallway, and that fucker turned around and just came at me. And I'm like,
damn.
My God, did he just square off and come at me?
God, you got to wrangle him down like a steer, you know.
I said, that's what you get. I have to battle flit spiders.
Damn.
They're not going to back down.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah,
And nature is something else. I mean, it's a good thing
we
were able to, for the most part, conquer nature so that we could have some decent cities. But now the government's taking over and ruining the cities and ruining everything else. But, yeah, can you imagine what the settlers had to go through, or in other countries where they have spiders and snakes as, you know, not as pests, but certainly around all the time. And you're waking up. Is this true? Maybe you guys know. That in during the times of the Old West, that in order for somebody who was sleeping out there on the range, he would have a campfire, but he would also take his lariat, his rope, and make a circle around himself and the fire, and the snakes, for some reason, would not fall over the rope.
The snakes won't what? Go over the rope?
Yeah. So if you lay like a rope around you, like a circle,
that's like the snakes, in the water, Joe, down in Alabama, they throw a big rock out there and watch the ripples, and you can see the snake's head. They wouldn't go over those little ripples, and then the kids just started jumping in.
But then
what
happened when the ripples stopped?
Well, they didn't stop.
Oh, they didn't stop. Oh,
they
okay.
They had a, you know, they jump in. They'd have a rope swing and jump way out there, and there you go.
That's crazy. That's a death wish.
There was a funny video of a guy who was on a on one of these tourist trips, and he was doing bungee jumping, and I don't know what particular country it was, but here he's doing the bungee jumping, and the fun of it is supposed to go down to near the surface of the water and, you know, and be pulled back up again and go back down and be pulled back up. So this guy does it. As soon as he gets to the surface of the water, a crocodile jumps up.
What?
Yeah, almost grabs his head.
Oh.
That's the end of that.
Yeah, but
shit.
Ew. Kathy, you can jump in anytime you want.
Kathy?
Like. Yeah. Kathy's here.
It's about time.
Hey, Mama.
I've been listening to y'all talk about spiders and snakes and.
Hey, you don't get to say it's about time. You were listening. You could have jumped in any old time.
Well, he had to let me in first.
Oh, then you're right, because, you know, Donnie, he doesn't have a good. Oh. You know.
All right.
Hey, Big Kathy.
Hey there. How's everybody tonight?
Pretty good, Kathy. You know what? I'm hoping that, I was telling Daniel this, I'm hoping that some people whose show I was on prior to coming here.
I heard that.
Oh, you heard?
I did.
I hope they
come. Donnie wouldn't let me on the show, though.
You know, Donnie, you probably did that on purpose, just because she sent you a buck for Christmas.
I tell you what else, Donnie. Fred's frying pork chops for the dogs for supper again tonight.
Pork chops for the dogs?
Donnie's cousin fries pork chops or grills pork chops for his dogs.
Is that not crazy?
Isn't that kind of more expensive than regular dog food?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You must love that dog.
It's two of them. It's two dogs. And if you're here when he brings them in from the grill, he will not offer you one, will he, Donnie?
That's pitiful.
I would assume you guys do not visit him too often.
Yeah,
but it's
right.
Good to have you two back. You know, Danny was telling us about the doctors of the hospital that he went to and how they almost fucked him up with the doctor.
Medicine. Yeah.
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 Destroying
him. Was just really messed up, you know. That's what we say, you know. We take medicine, there's always side effects, you know. I mean, this treatment that I take makes my blood pressure spike. So now I have to be on blood pressure medicine, you know. So, you know.
Which hurts your muscles.
Yeah, but he's got an autoimmune disease. You would think that the person who took a look at his chart would kind of have second thoughts about introducing the kind of medicine that might affect autoimmune disease the way that it did.
Yeah, and he's never even put me on any type of medication like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just need medication for inflammation. I don't need you messing with my immune system that's already out of whack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, I told Daniel, look it up on the internet. Look up the side effects of it. And there it was. May decrease immune system. Well, we don't need that.
No.
You know, his immune system's already compromised.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Have you guys heard of Renovac? Because on the internet, that's a commercial that runs. It's about helping you with, I forget. But the side effects are so much worse than the goddamn disease. One of the side effects is death.
Yeah.
God.
Death.
Yeah. Yes.
That is crazy.
And they run right over it. You know, they go, nausea, you know, some people have experienced nausea, head falling off, asses falling off, dicks falling off, and death.
Right. They say it so fast. Yeah, yeah.
I love when they tell you not to take the drug if you're allergic to the drug. Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're allergic to death, dick's falling off, don't take it.
Crazy.
It is.
Where's Bianchi at tonight?
He's here. He's just eating.
Oh, he's eating.
He said hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in the big mouth of everybody saying hello.
I was gonna tell him I'm sitting on the front porch and I can't tell if these are UFOs flying around real fast or if it's lightning bugs.
I'm telling you, they're UFOs.
Yeah. It is UFOs.
I mean, they move.
The miniature UFOs taking off their cloak, huh?
There you go.
I get, yeah, blinking, you know, as they zip across the sky.
I like lightning bugs. When I see them, I really enjoy, you know, watching them blink and then go away, then come back and go back and go away. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I like them.
Boy.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've seen lightning bugs.
Mm,
yeah,
some people call them fireflies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up calling them fireflies. Yeah, in Minnesota.
Mm.
They're fireflies.
Yep.
Fireflies.
Mm. Did you hear about when I was on that show, Kathy, that one of them was talking about Venus and thinking that all of Venus is nothing but a city and that I invited them to come over here? So that
I
you
did.
And Daniel? Oh, okay.
I did. Daniel and I have seen videos where they've talked about these other planets that, you know, they're not what NASA tells us that they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So.
And we've heard that 90% of all inhabitants universe-wide live on the inside of their planet, not on the surface. So that very well could be true, Venus being smaller than Earth. You know,
yeah.
If you live on the inside of the planet, it's just it's one big city, you know?
Mm.
Just like our planet is riddled with tunnels and maglev and stuff like that. Yeah,
mm.
Caverns.
Yeah.
All these underground military bases. Well, on Venus, the whole thing's an underground base.
These people shared the same philosophy you and Kathy did about the underground cities, too. They said that... over in Antarctica and possibly other places that they would have underground cities. So that's why I invite them over here, because you guys don't have much company. You know, we don't do
right.
as much research into cosmology as you two. But these.
Well, Joe, we're crazy. We're kooks from the south.
Well, I don't want to go there, Kathy, because I'm kind of siding with Donnie sometimes when he says, you know, when you can't tell fireflies from the UFOs.
I know it. Isn't that something?
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't said, hey, Joe, have you been looking up at the moon lately?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, no, 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 no,
yeah.
No. Forget it. No, it's okay. It's all right.
Tell him.
Oh, God. No,
I'm glad you brought that up. I was telling Daniel about this the other day. Saw two pictures of the moon. You know, where the moon is dark, you know, it's dark in a, you know, certain areas.
Uh-huh.
And then the first picture was it's darker on the bottom, and then the other picture was it was darker at the top.
Uh-huh.
So it's either turning or somebody's messing with us with these pictures.
Yeah. Well, the moon doesn't rotate, so.
It doesn't rotate? It doesn't rotate? No?
No.
Oh.
That's why there's a dark side of the moon that we never see.
That we never see. Oh, okay.
Yeah, or so they say.
I've forgotten all about that then. Oh, okay. Yeah. They also believe life is on Mars.
Yes.
So, hopefully it'll be. I told them to call in before 11, and so maybe, who knows. But in any case, you guys, they have a show. Like I said, you can look up cosmology, ufology, and alienology, all in the same marquee. So they discuss all of it. That's their show. They discuss all of that.
Like Biz Marquee? No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Remember him? Well, oh, baby, you.
The thing that is, if NASA will lie to us about the Apollo moon landing, what else do they lie to us about?
Everything.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. You got a good point.
Everything.
You know, I saw a video, this guy that worked at NASA, it was a long time ago when I saw it, said that you can't believe nothing that NASA tells you. They lie when they don't even have to lie.
Mm-hmm.
They just lie.
Yeah.
You know?
Being that they're an arm of the government, I believe it. I don't trust a goddamn thing that they, any part of the government says. None.
And, you know, the billions of dollars that it would have took to build a spaceship to go to the moon, if it really didn't happen, where'd all that money go? I mean, what happened to all that money?
Mm-hmm.
George Bush.
I mean, who pocketed the money?
John Kerry.
It really didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, that's where it went.
Sure. Why not?
Is Harry still alive?
Oh, I don't know. I
haven't heard nothing from him in a long time.
You guys keep forgetting Mitch McConnell in this equation.
Mitch McConnell.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Number
yeah,
one.
Let's not forget the Republicans, because they're in bed with the Democrats. Doesn't matter
who. They are.
Who's in,
they are.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who's in control at any particular time. The other side is still going to, they're going to publicly be against them. But we all know that together behind closed doors, they're all sharing the same lobbyist pot.
Yeah.
You know.
All together.
Yeah, you see these news, they talk about the Democrats this, the Democrats that, and Trump speeches, the Democrats. Well, it's not just the Democrats, it's the Republicans too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to throw them all in the same pot.
And I mean,
he'll think about it and mention the rhinos, you know, every now and then.
But I bet you, because Trump supported 25 candidates for election and re-election over the year. 24 of them got elected. I'll bet you at minimum 12 of them turn out to be rhinos, even with the Trump support.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
In other words, you can't trust a motherfucking bastard.
No.
Paul.
No.
None of them.
And even if they're honest, like Rand Paul, he was my favorite for a while, they'll just come around and say, you don't do what we want, we'll just either kill you, break your ribs, kill your grandchildren, defame you, plant drugs on you.
Yeah.
And what do you got? You know?
Yep. But, how do you fight that?
Yeah. What kills me is that people so blithely, like, when they were saying, well, you know, Congress, they're afraid of stepping up.
And I'm saying, what do they got to be afraid of? They're Congress. They go to the FBI. The FBI investigates the charges or they investigate the threats. But when I got a little bit more into how corrupt the government really is, even more than I suspected 3 years ago, then
yeah.
I just said, yeah, you can very easily threaten senators and congressmen. If you've got the power, you can just say, hey, you know what, I don't care if you're Jesus Christ. I'm going to kill your mother. I'm going to kill
yeah.
your grandchildren. There's nothing
you
can
do
about it. Because
well, they did kill Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They sure did.
And the people, they wanted Barabbas more than Jesus Christ, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Talk about gullibility.
Right. Yeah, for real.
That's
let
what
the,
I mean.
Let the people speak. They did, and they still went against them.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, this is nothing more than, you know, we're just plain old, same old humans from time immemorial.
Well, I think things will get better if the Republicans, the good ones, you know, if they get elected and they
mm-hmm.
take over Congress and the Senate, I think a lot more stuff will get done. You know, I saw where there's bills just sitting there, you know,
mm-hmm.
waiting to be passed. You know, they've already been presented to the House, and all they got to do is vote on it. You know, it's already written up, ready to go, but... You know, they won't do it. The liberals won't do it. We'll
yeah,
see what happens.
Yeah.
The only bill I want to see pass right now is, is to have Biden go to an insane asylum.
Wow. That ain't going to happen.
That's true.
But he is
well,
going to go.
He's
he
got
will go.
COVID, though.
Yeah, and he's been triple vaxxed, quadruple vaxxed.
Right.
And they
wonder why they didn't stick him in the hospital and put a ventilator in him like they did a lot of people.
Hey, I didn't
yeah.
think of that.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Hey, you know what? You're absolutely right.
I know it.
What,
good point, Mama.
Yeah, it is a good point because when they want
yep.
to get rid of him, they just, you know, they can pay off a doctor. They tell Biden, you've got COVID, sir. You need to be intubated. He goes to the hospital, gets
CDC protocol,
and then he's dead. He's dead.
Which is ventilator and
right.
pain medication.
And he dead.
That's
dead
what
dead.
They did to people.
Yep.
What was the percentage of people when they got intubated died? Something like what? 90% of them?
Oh yeah, with the ventilators.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was.
I don't think
it was so
quite that high, but it was. But it was very high.
Yeah, very
yeah.
high.
Yeah.
Because COVID reacted to the tube down the throat. It actually increased the COVID response.
Mm-hmm. And here they are recommending. Well, the incentive was, how much did the hospitals get paid for having somebody die? What was it, $86,000? Whatever the figure was. I read different figures, but... Just goes
yeah.
to show that the doctors and hospital administrators, they're more interested in the green than they are in their patients' lives.
That's right.
What was that? There was one medicine. I mean, I know we saw where they gave them pain medicine, but there was another one that broke down the, was it the kidneys or something? It was really, really bad for the kidneys. You know,
Resveratrol?
Yeah,
not Resveratrol.
What was that medicine?
Similar to that. Resveratrol.
No. But that was a CDC protocol.
Yeah.
It's not budenicide or it's something like that, though.
No.
Because I'm on budenicide.
Yeah. They should have called it genocide.
Genocide. That's a good one. What was that medicine, though?
Well, that was the only one they would give them.
Revisitrol, something troll.
Yeah, maybe.
I forgot. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Isn't that the only one that they approved for use? You know?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the CDC did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, CDC, yeah.
But and they poo-pooed hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. The real
yeah.
two drugs that really work. No, don't take them.
They even took them off the market where you couldn't even buy them if you wanted them.
Well,
now, how do you do that?
No, they want us dead. I mean, take a look at the proof there. If
yeah,
they take it
yeah.
off the, right? If they're saying that these drugs you shouldn't take, they take them off the market, but
mm-hmm.
the doctors come out, and who have been using hydroxychloroquine for 40 years against lupus and other diseases,
mm-hmm.
and when COVID came along, they tried them on their patients who had COVID, had a 99% recovery rate.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to take it off the market? What does that say to me? It means
yep.
you want us to die.
You got that right.
Yeah.
That is 100%.
I was on the hydroxychloroquine for my arthritis. I want to say like 4 years ago, but I was allergic to it. So they put
oh,
me
goodness.
On something different. But yeah, they had me on that was supposed to slow down the progression of the rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
What did they
me.
Eventually put you on, Sin?
What did they? Oh, eventually I'm on methotrexate, which is a kind of a chemo pill that's supposed to stop the growth of cancer tumors, but it also sometimes stops the growth of or the progression of like the rheumatoid arthritis. So far, it's working. It's not getting any worse.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Cinnamon, Fred has
yes.
had rheumatoid for years and years and years. He's been on Humira. He's been on another one. Where you give yourself shots. You know.
Yeah.
Now he stopped. Stopped it. Stopped taking his shots. About a year ago, he says, I can't tell a difference in my flare-ups with the shots and without the shots. So he doesn't take anything now. I think he does those, like, goody powders and maybe Tylenol, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
Mine is just because it's because it's kind of an aggressive form.
Yeah.
I just want aggression. So it's not making anything that I have right now feel any better. It's
right.
just making sure I don't feel worse, which, and I hate this stuff. I mean, I feel like I have a hangover one day a week from that stuff.
Oh, that's horrible.
Because it makes you feel kind of tired
right.
and sick and just kind of blah.
Yeah.
But
talking. Wait, no.
Joe
but Biden
stuff's getting worse.
Is done.
Well, the studies which have come out lately have said that most of the medications which doctors prescribe don't work, most of them. And, in fact, most of the research that you see, and everybody's always clamoring about peer-reviewed journals, studies have said that those particular research studies, a lot of them have not been done properly.
What amazes me is that most people don't even know that the CDC is not a government department.
Yeah,
it is a
part of the
private.
Government.
It's private. It's not even a government department. It has nothing to do with the government.
No, they just use them for advice, you know.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think
yeah.
it's like a defense contractor, you know, like Boeing
that.
Or whoever.
I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm just throwing out what I've, you know, seen in these videos, like, you know, the Rothschilds,
huh.
Rockefellers. They all have a big stake in the CDC.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So there you go.
Well, hell yeah. The CDC funded the labs in Wuhan.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what plan do we know of by our famous doctor, Dr. Bill Gates? Hmm.
Yes, to kill us.
Hmm. The one everybody goes to for medical advice. Dr. Gates, what do you
right.
think about depopulation? I think it's good. I think we should depopulate just about everybody.
About 500 million.
Yeah. I bet you if they come out with a meme, depopulation is good, a lot of people go, hey, yeah, I'm for that.
Just as long as it ain't me, yeah, I'm for it. Kill them.
No, but even they would even be, yeah, it's for me. What do you mean? Yeah, I like it. Yeah, no problem.
Sounds good.
Hey, did you guys see the videos about the man on the street? It wasn't a Mark Dice video, but it was, you know, pretty damn close. Where they asked people, and I said this last week, but you guys weren't around, Daniel and Kathy, where they asked people, okay, what continent are we on now? They didn't know. And then they asked them, name two countries in North America. One guy said, China?
I know it.
Another guy asked, Africa? So, yeah. These are the millennials.
God.
So, yeah.
That's awful, man.
It is. I mean, when you don't know your own country, you don't know what continent you're on.
Yeah.
And then they asked, who fought in the Civil War? And from, you can pick any side you want or any country
right.
you want. They probably mentioned it.
Yeah.
That was fucking crazy.
There was one where they showed them pictures, like of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. They didn't know who they were.
Seriously?
They did
no
not
idea.
Know
oh,
who
wow.
they were. JFK, you know.
Oh, God.
Did not know.
Did not know.
That was Jesse Waters doing that.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
So what do these people learn, or what did they learn before they graduated? What courses were they taking?
I don't know.
I mean,
what happened to the history and everything? Civic,
I know.
Government. I mean, what are they teaching, you know?
Jeez.
I think it asked who was the vice president. They didn't know who the vice president was.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, if you'd asked me back when I was 15, 16, I wouldn't have known either. But these people, they're in their 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
You would think, you know, that they wouldn't know. But but they don't know who JFK was or Lincoln or Washington?
No.
Right.
No.
Come on. I mean, the two best presidents we ever had. Certainly the two most prominent ones in history, in American history. The other one
Lincoln.
Would be Roosevelt. You have to know who, you know,
Lincoln,
Franklin
Washington, was. And Trump.
Trump. Well, you know what? If somebody 2 years ago asked, who's the president, and they go, Obama, I would say, kill him. Just fucking kill him. Put him out of his misery. Yeah.
But they don't know. They really don't. I mean, it is no joke with them.
Mm.
And they don't feel bad or embarrassed that they missed the question either. You
wow.
know?
They felt embarrassed in this video, but in that video about the pictures, they go, nah, I don't know who they are. Who the fuck are they? God, and they said it can never happen here? Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
Mm. We are so ripe for a takeover from any side. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I told Daniel earlier we were talking. I saw a video. This woman, she's a former CIA operative. She worked in, what did I say it was, Daniel? I can't think of. Information.
Like data specialist or something.
Yeah.
Information specialist.
And she was talking about how we are brainwashed by what we hear on the news, on the media, movies, you know. She named them all, you know. And we just believe it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder the next pandemic that goes around, I wonder how many people's going to get in line and stand for the shot, the new shot.
Oh, thousands.
You know?
They're already lined up for the monkeypox shot, I understand, in New York.
You were talking about the fear-mongering, Mama, by that, that woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be like a get your mRNA monkeypox shot and your next COVID mRNA booster at the same time.
Or you're going to die. That's what I was told.
Oh, you'll all die.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they were really, really pushing it. Or you will die.
Mm-hmm.
My brother told me that. I said, well, if I die, it'll be of some natural causes. It won't be because of some shot that you don't know what is in it.
That's right.
You know, that killed me.
I mean, round
the other problem is people don't pay attention to what folks be saying. Like with that one interview with the professor. A black female professor from out there in Berkeley. She asked the question, do you believe that trans women have can have babies? Well, the answer to that is yes. A trans woman can have a baby. Because a trans woman is a female that just calls herself a man. Right?
But they're using that to say that men can get pregnant, too.
Well, that's a whole, that's another slant, but a trans woman can have babies.
Yeah.
And everybody was getting all upset with what she said, and she started laughing because people were jumping to conclusions.
Mm. I saw a new Barbie doll. It's Ken who is pregnant. Saw that on a video. The Ken doll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pregnant.
Yeah.
We ought to burn Walmart down. I'm telling every one of them.
I didn't see
that. I didn't
that
know that.
I
hadn't seen that one either.
Whoa. Everybody's getting too woke.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Getting too weird.
Talk about woke. Here's
weird.
The latest thing that I just saw in today's news. Woke activists urge anthropologists to stop assigning gender to found remains.
Yeah, I read that.
So you're an archaeologist.
Mm-hmm.
You uncover bones, a skeleton of a human being, and you assign it as a female or a male, then you ain't woke. You need to stop doing that.
Yeah, I read that. Oh,
so that dinosaur was a trans... T-Rex.
Trans T-Rex. Yeah.
Yes.
How about this for disturbing news? Merriam-Webster has changed the definition of female and male.
We're beyond the point of ass-whooping time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's brick squad time. We're really beyond that. It's militia time. It is militia time, and nobody can deny that.
Everybody wants Biden to go, even the liberals, but no, you know, maybe not the ones on Black Talk Radio to a huge degree, but I've talked to one person who says that he's got to go. He just got to go. The gas price, like Donnie, which you were talking about last week with your truck's got, what, 36 gallons in it? And how much does it cost?
Good Lord.
It costs more than a mortgage.
36.
Good Lord.
That's why it's parked.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can't keep it there parked too long, otherwise you're going to affect the... what's the environmentalist's new project? The beetle, maybe. You can't park your car next to the blue beetle. Wherever there's a site of a blue beetle, your car, which has gas in it, may affect the habitat, the life beetle.
I didn't know there was one.
I just made it up.
That's just an example. That's an example. Okay.
I'm like,
I'd like to see that.
But look, do you really own your own property? You got to pay mortgages,
nope.
Of course. I have nothing against it, but once you finish paying it off, you got to pay taxes on it.
Yep.
You can't. And, you, and if they discover that you're in right next to a nice forestry area and they want that forestry for some particular reason, they'll come up with some kind of environmental bullshit to say you can't go into that particular part of the forest because you'll be upsetting nature.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, with land taxes, what about, let's say, when you pay your car off, you still have to pay car insurance.
And you can't,
so, you know.
And you have to have insurance in order to drive. I think everybody should have insurance in order to drive. I don't want it mandated, but I think common sense would tell people, you know, get the insurance.
Yeah.
The thing is, you can't buy, if you live in Montana, you can't go to Nebraska or any other state to buy it. You got to buy it in your state.
Oh. Yeah.
So why don't, you guys are in Michigan. Oh, you guys are in Alabama. You can't buy it out of state. You think you can? Then I'm enlightened.
I'll call Michigan tomorrow.
Buying gas out of state?
No, buying insurance out of state. Your car.
Oh. Gotcha. Now let me get Frank on. Frank, you're on.
Hey, good evening, folks.
Hey, Frank.
There he is. Hey, Frank.
Hey, listen, I got a little news bit. How true it is, I don't know. But they're saying the FBI is going to come around to verify people's weapons who are going to be law-abiding citizens, right?
In
just
Delaware.
So people know, the federal government cannot, they are not, the FBI, I'm sorry, the FBI cannot come up and ask you to verify
Frank,
your
wow.
weapons.
Frank.
Yeah.
Delaware. I played it last week. Delaware.
Really?
ATF.
It's true,
yes, it
the
is.
The ATF.
Yeah. Delaware. That's in Delaware now. I haven't heard any other state.
Well, apparently it's stretching across the state now, or the country.
The guy taped it, and there was two cops on his porch, one out in his yard, and the cop saying, oh, but you're not in trouble. You know, we just want to confirm you bought two guns, and we want to confirm the serial numbers. Do you still have them? Yeah, I still got them.
What happens if the guy would have said, no, you don't have them? What would he have to do?
I don't know.
Verify that he sold them?
Oh, I have no idea what the hell would happen there.
He better have verified that he sold them legally, because if he doesn't have them, there's a law against buying them in proxy.
That's right.
What does proxy mean?
Means I buy guns not for me, but for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you
okay.
buy one and then you sell it at some point, you know, to some stranger or something like that.
First, so you got to have paperwork to do that?
We shouldn't have to register our guns anyway.
That's right. It don't say anything in the Constitution about registering
your guns. Okay.
That's right.
So this is true then.
Yeah, oh, that was so, only, you know, so far only Delaware, but yeah, that's true.
Well, FBI agents.
Five more bullets. That's all I gotta say. Five more bullets.
Yeah, FBI agents aren't supposed to be running all half shot through other states without checking in to the local community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was brought up. All right. Well, I'm going to go back and mute myself, but I couldn't believe it all listening to what you guys were talking about, all these bullshit laws. All right.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. And I probably wouldn't have believed it until I played it and seen it.
Well, I believe it.
Well, I would have believed it. They tried to get away with anything. Didn't he dump?
Yeah.
That's why they fell.
That's right.
That's why all these government officials, police, and everybody need to have a constitutional degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
It wouldn't fucking matter. Please.
It wouldn't matter because if they don't pass and show that they pass, you don't get the job.
And if you pass, you're still going to be as corrupt as you were prior to your passing the Constitution. You think they're going to let a piece of paper stand in the way of lobbyist money?
Your employee or the lobbyist that's supposed to be paying
If I'm paying an employee and they're not doing what I tell them to do, they're ass gone.
You're talking about in order for a person to be elected, they should have to pass a constitutional exam.
Absolutely.
So you
in order to be a president, you got to be at least 35. Why not just be 15?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because let's say I'm the crookedest guy around. I'm in the mafia, right?
Mm-hmm.
I run for governor. Now, you know if I'm elected governor, the whole state's going to be turned over to the mob. So, Bianchi, you think that if I flunk the constitutional exam, I'm not going to get elected. So,
you act like everybody's going to be running a mafia ball running for a governor. If people elect an asshole like that, that's the government that they deserve.
Now, of course, what I'm saying, that this particular remedy that you're proposing, if they know the Constitution that somehow it's going to prevent corruption, is that all I got to do is memorize the Constitution or memorize what's on the test, pass the test, I get elected. It doesn't stop me from turning the state over to the mob.
They ain't turning no state over. Give me an example of that, Joe.
New York.
Give me an example of a governor. Give me an example of a governor. Mob boss going to turn the state over to the mob. Give me an example.
The entire city and state of New York is well known to be in the pocket of the mob and has been for years.
Well, give us an example. What does that look like? They own the unions.
They own boxing. It's been shown in congressional committees.
Boxing? How many people are affected by boxing?
Huh? Don? Yeah.
How many people are affected by boxing? I don't even watch it.
So if I live
in New York, it would bother me a bit.
You wanted examples? I'm giving them to you. New York State
has some pertinent examples.
What do you mean pertinent example?
What about the education union?
The mob is always mentioned. Cuomo, He was accused of killing the members of daycare, the nursing care homes, right?
Yeah.
So who came after him? Letitia James. Who was she? She's the one who also was with Cuomo when he signed the directive, you gotta let your patients into nursing homes. She said, you got to follow the directive. Who do they assign to go after Cuomo? Letitia James. Then they came after Cuomo with 12 people from the Me Too movement. Oh, sexual assault. Where's Cuomo today? All charges dropped.
Yeah.
That's pitiful, man.
Okay.
Well, they got him out of office.
Because they didn't kiss the ring. New York and New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Then what we're saying is that if there's no hope, let's just throw our hands up in the air and bend your ass over.
No, I'm just telling you, I'm giving you the answer.
No, that is what you're saying. You're saying there's no hope. Let's just throw your hands up in the air.
Well, what's your particular
solution? Come knock at your door, give them your gun. Give them your gun.
No. But what is your particular solution? I am saying I don't have a solution. What's your solution?
I gave my solution. Well, if there's no solution, that's just as well saying there's no hope.
No, I'm saying I don't have a solution. You're saying you do. I want to hear it.
I'm going to use the test.
Oh, okay, again, do I have to explain it to you 5 times?
No, you said no. You asked me what was my solution.
Right.
I'm going to use the test. Apparently, you're not.
Okay. So, according to you now, if I've got you right, if somebody passes that test and knows the Constitution, whoever that particular candidate is who got elected, that candidate is not going to be corrupt.
I'm not saying they're not going to be corrupt. It's just like a person who goes for naturalization. They have to pass that test.
No, it's not the same thing because if you don't pass naturalization, you don't get into the country. If you don't pass that particular test, then you're saying that person can't get elected.
If they take the test and they memorize all the questions, that still don't make them a good citizen, does it?
Exactly. No, yeah, I know, but that's... Okay, if you want to make that weak comparison, that's fine. But you're saying that the test is going to be the defense against corruption.
No, the test is going to be a defense to make sure that people know what it is that they're swearing to take an oath of.
Well, they know that anyway. They swear
no,
to
they
the
do not. Apparently they
the
don't.
Constitution.
Apparently they do not.
Well, if the test isn't going to stop them from doing it, then it doesn't matter.
And it's a better place to start than none at all.
They know from being in school, these people who are elected are doctors, lawyers, architects, engineers, some farmers.
You don't elect architects, Joe.
They know. Huh?
You don't elect architects.
You don't? There's no architects?
Nor engineers.
Okay. No engineers in Congress?
I never was elected to anything.
Hey, guys, let's do this.
What?
Major League Baseball All-Star Game TV ratings are disastrous. It's the lowest of all time. Little over 7 million people watch the All-Star Game.
Now they're
blaming it on the lady that raised holy hell and got it kicked out of Atlanta.
What she raised holy hell about?
What? She wanted... Atlanta Braves were going to host the All-Star game.
She didn't want it?
$100 million worth of revenue into the city. And she raised so much hell about it, and baseball turned woke. So,
but what was her problem?
Atlanta. Yeah, that's what I said, Joe.
Yeah, but what was her problem?
Because...
I don't get all the money.
That Black Lives Matter advertising all over the damn place, all over the outfield walls, behind the mound. They need to go broke. Dumbasses.
Well, no, $13-$15 for a pop, that's pretty steep.
Yeah.
What, for a bottle of soda?
I can't remember what the reason was but they only listened to it for a little while, and
they did it because of the election reform, voter reform.
That's what it was. That's right. Yes. Thank you. Yes.
And they're trying to say it.
But what's that got to do with bringing revenue into Atlanta that she's all upset about?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was election reform, and now black people can't vote. And baseball clumbed onto it and said, okay, we're changing. We're changing venue.
Oh, my God.
Atlanta, $100 million in revenue. That's quite a bit. That's a nice injection of money into a city.
Yeah. Oh, I think I got you. In other words,
it never makes it to the city. They line more people's pockets.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's still a majority of that money goes to small bars, hotels.
Yeah, that's true.
50 miles out of town. It gets spread quite a ways. And I remember that now. She raised hell about that.
See, I'm not familiar with this. From what I'm getting from you guys, it seems as though she doesn't like the fact that somehow blacks are being excluded from elections in some way. So as a result, she wants to make sure the rest of the city doesn't benefit.
No, that wasn't it. The state legislature of Georgia reformed the election process, mm-hmm. which they had a right to do. As far as ballots are concerned, early voting, you had people say they couldn't have Arizona tea and chicken wings while waiting in line and all that crazy mess.
That's crazy.
So when they reformed it, then you had companies like Coca-Cola, and then, of course, you had Major League Baseball who's going to protest because they're they're restricting blacks from voting. So we're going to move to Colorado with the All-Star game.
Mitt Romney. I'm smelling Mitt Romney.
Then they had all this daggone advertisement and innuendo, Black Lives Matter advertisement signs, writings all over the outfield wall and behind the pitcher's mound and all that craziness.
Oh, so in other words, they were afraid of Black Lives Matter like they were 2 years ago when the storefronts put up Black Lives Matter signs in order to appease Black Lives Matter. So that's what they did.
And I don't know who the hell Black Lives Matter represent, because half of black folks that they supposed to represent don't even know who the hell they are. It's just like these Bogarts, like it was Jacksons and all that, these other idiots that want to be the gatekeeper for black people.
You're right about that.
Yes, yes.
And they just took it over from Jesse Jackson. And that's all. Al Sharpton.
Yep.
And Jesse Jackson and them took it over from Shuttlesworth and them down in Alabama. That organization.
When it came out that Jesse Jackson was shucking NASCAR for money every year, well, that was the end of it. More. Oh, yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Shake down.
Can't make that up.
No. Yeah. Rainbow Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was going to be another name, but that organization in Alabama was already using that name, and he couldn't get it from them, so he ended up with what he had.
You know, now rainbow means LGBTQXYZR&W.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, plus. Don't forget the plus.
Oh, yeah, plus.
I don't even know what all but a couple of those letters stand for.
I don't either.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're using everything in the alphabet. Who knows? It was bad enough with LBG. I don't know if it was LBGTQ or LGBTQ. I forget which. Don't matter. It didn't matter to me at all.
I don't know if it was a female or a male. I couldn't tell. I could be a poly. What's a poly? I don't know. What the hell a poly is? I got to get with it.
That's somebody who's got both a dick and a vagina.
God.
Really?
No.
That lucky devil.
But you can have that in real life. You can
That's
be in
a good one,
right?
Joe. No, that ain't true.
You know?
Joe, pulling one out of your ass like that.
No, well, man, you can have that in natural. You can have an hermaphrodite who has both.
Yeah, well, I'm gullible when my friends tell me something, I believe it. Now you're CNN to me now.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Well, the way CNN has gone downhill in credibility over the years, boy, he used to be a nice, semi-autonomous news outlet.
Did y'all see the video of the news anchor on MSNBC talking about her job as a news anchor? You know, she's supposed to give the truth, give the real news, really what's going on. And she said, since we're not doing that anymore, she said, I don't feel right doing my job.
Was that CNN or MSNBC?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, there was a female on CNN that said basically the same thing.
I mean, they're figuring it out, or they're at least telling about it anyways, you know. It's not right.
I think it's part of the board game from the cabal. I think they're just introducing truth, untruth, truth, untruth, and trying to just confuse us. Like with the everybody's gotten vaxxed, but yet everybody catches COVID, but everybody in America should get boosts. Well, what? Wait a minute. You've gotten the booster, you've gotten the vax, and you've gotten COVID anyway, and you still want us to do it. Well, you got to have the boosters because the other vaccinations were ineffective. Yeah, for 3 or 4 different times. What makes you think the fifth one's going to, don't worry, the fifth one isn't effective. You can go back to the sixth and the seventh and the eighth.
You did hear breaking news that Fauci said that Donald Trump runs and wins, he's quitting. He mentioned that yesterday.
Oh.
I don't think he'll have to worry about quitting.
That's what I'm thinking.
did you know that Dr. Blitz, I think that's how you pronounce her name, she was his like right-hand man or woman. She admits in her book that her and Fauci lied to Donald Trump and the American people.
Yeah, I saw that headline.
Wow.
Yeah,
admits they lied to Trump about how to stop COVID. And they altered the reports.
Yeah, so they're verifying what McCullough and Fleming and Otis and the rest of them have been saying, and even the whistleblowers from the CDC have been saying that the and from the FDA that the evidence that the data that they used in order to come up with these vaccines were falsified. But it was a conspiracy theory when Fox News reports it. But it's okay if CNN and MSNBC report it.
Mm-hmm. Pitiful, man.
It is. We're in 1984.
Yeah.
Up is down. Down is up. Red is blue. Blue is red.
That's right. That's right. Don't trust anybody.
No, I don't trust anybody in the media. I take a look at it and compare it with other news articles and take a look around me and say, okay, this is what's happening. The inflation is what's happening. The corruption is what's happening. The lies by the politicians, the way they go, they flip back and forth is what's happening. The Ukraine war, all of this nonsense. You take a look at a classified document and you go, what the fuck has happened here? What is going on with America? How do we get to this point?
By not questioning what we hear, just taking everybody.
Because
we're a believing people. We're a believing people, and that's good. It's good to be that way. But liars, all the because of this greed, this money and power trip.
Absolutely.
Sunk
and they
in
take advantage of it.
Exactly.
Because I remember when I was going to school, I believed my teachers, I believed my textbooks, I believed the mainstream media. I didn't think that they would lie to me. That's not their job to lie to me. And my parents didn't say that they were lying.
Right. Because their whole lifetime, they believed it too. You know, they're not going to lie to us.
That's right.
And they've been lying to us the whole damn time.
And let me tell you something. Without the internet, you know how many people. It would have been a lot harder for people to know what's going on. Because I know.
Yeah.
With me, I was
making all that noise.
I don't know. I heard it too.
The power still lies with the people. You hear about that case up there at East Rampole, New York, where you had the Jews in that community was not. They had children with special needs, and apparently the local school district wasn't providing. So what they done is that a large number of Jews moved into that district where they took control of it. They took control of the board. They done away with sports like basketball and put that money towards special needs for their students.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, it was something else what they done.
I mean, I'm all about, you know, giving money for special needs. They should have all the money that they need. But why did they take basketball away to prove a point? Or
they took basketball away and other things away that they figured that they didn't need. after all, they were the majority. They were the voting bloc. And that's the way it became.
Yeah.
Coach Carter. Coach Carter.
Years ago, they took away the monkey bars and dodgeball.
Yeah. Yeah.
They took, wasn't it Coach Carter that they signed a contract beginning of the season during workouts that if they're, they get a dissatisfaction notice, they're off the team. Well, the whole team was pretty bad, so he just shut the, he just chained the doors.
I didn't hear about that.
They made it into a movie.
Are you talking about the movie with Morgan Freeman in the schools?
What? What was that?
Are you talking about the movie with Morgan Freeman?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know the one you're talking about, Joe.
Yeah.
Call me Batman.
Something like that, yeah. I forget exactly.
Yeah.
They locked down the school so that the gangs wouldn't come in. You made sure that when you arrived, you went and you peacefully went to your classroom. No disruptions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about
around.
Baseball, right, right, Donnie?
Yeah. Yeah. They, and they begged Coach Carter to take over the team. He owned a – he was a great basketball player, had all the records, and he moved back to his community and opened up a sporting goods shop. And they loved him until they didn't love him. They loved him until he played tough. And he said, you're going to get an education because eight or I can't remember the, like seven out of 10 will be in prison. And the other two will be dead. You know, are you going to be the one to get out? Whatever. I don't know. He had the stats.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was really good. Good inspirational movie.
Hmm.
You know, Donnie, here's the thing. I know some of these inner city school districts where you have less than 5% of the high school students that's doing math proficiency. Well, they shouldn't have no sports. They shouldn't have no sports whatsoever.
You're right.
And these school districts are all, is ran by blacks in these cities, St. Louis and East St. Louis, Illinois, that high school, less than 7% reading proficiency. Why do they have all this emphasis put on sports and these kids can't read, can't do damn math?
I know. That's terrible. It's like that college basketball player that he graduated, signed in, and he couldn't read or write. He went all the way.
These kids need to be able to pass a constitutional test before they can graduate. Because they're the one that comes out and end up voting for these corrupt people Joe will be talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
they wouldn't do any good. They would know the test on Monday and forget all about the answers on Tuesday.
No. They always say, the parents always say, that's the only outlet my son has or my daughter has. And they're probably right. You're probably right. The way they're getting shot, just getting an ice cream cone.
Yeah, they didn't want to blame all that on gang war. Hey, it can't be that many damn gang members in some of these cities. Looking at the statistics, hey, if you got every one person shot, that means two people is involved in it.
Yeah.
So if you have over 4,666 shot in a year, that means you had damn near over 10,000 people involved in those activities.
10 grand.
And for every person who's a gang member, they're either from a family that either has, well, either the so-called nuclear family or just a one-person family, probably a mother,
who says, yeah, go ahead, go play out in the street. You can go to other communities, and they won't have that attitude. It's you come home, you do your homework, then you play, you let me know where you are. I have to see you. If I peek my head out the window, I have to know where you are, and you be home by 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I always blame the parents. The parents have the final authority.
They be coming in 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, then you got to take harsher measures. Like I say, that's the parents' responsibility. If they don't know how to handle it, they shouldn't have become parents to begin with.
Some of these parents are afraid of their kids.
That's the parents' fault, too. You've got the kids ever since they're born. You can train, if you see videos, you can literally train alligators, crocodiles, polar bears, lions to do tricks. You can't train your own sons and daughters to be a responsible human being. That's because you're not paying attention to them. You're not doing it right. Your fault.
Well,
not all these kids are demon seeds.
No, they're not. No, they're not. But they go to school, and either you hang out with this group or you hang out with that group or you're going to get your ass kicked.
Right.
Well, then you better learn how not to get your ass kicked. Or you go to a different school. Parents again.
Be nice if they could go to a different school.
Well, then the parents got to get together and teach those kids karate, kung fu, whatever it is.
Well, hell, they keep voting these same politicians in over and over. In Chicago, that Bobby Russ, he was first elected in 1993. Danny Davis, first elected in 1997. Goddamn, that's a regime.
What about Barry? He got convicted on drugs and got reelected anyway.
Who?
Mayor Barry.
Oh, Marion Barry. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Back to it, though. We don't even know if those elections were fair then. Look at the money that could have been used to sway that election.
There have been organizations fighting against election fraud for years. How about, what was it, the Black Box Voting? .com, I think, and some other organizations fighting against elections prior to the electronic machines. This has always been going on.
Goes all the way back to Lyndon Johnson, probably before that.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Donnie, you in Michigan.
The richest guy who got rich off of election fraud and fraud in his city, Tammany Hall, back in the 20s, I think it was. Made millions of dollars.
God.
I don't know.
Donnie, you in Michigan. Who was controlling the drug gang down in Detroit? That wasn't white folks controlling that.
No. No, it wasn't white.
I tell you, when they tell the stories, make it sound like you and Joe were responsible for it.
The biggest drug dealer at one time was white. That's true, but for a gang, no, he wasn't in a gang.
You had your Johnny Currys and all those down in Detroit was doing $1 million a day. There was no white folks doing that.
No.
And they wouldn't be around unless the CIA approved it anyway.
Exactly.
Biggest drug runner we have here and in Afghanistan and Iraq is the CIA.
Hell, Frank Lucas was bringing drugs in caucus. The CIA didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, they were. A lot of them were bringing in drugs with our soldiers.
The dead soldiers.
Yep. That's right.
I remember that. Or people remember hearing about it.
Yeah.
Hell, they done a movie on it with Denzel Washington.
Thank you.
And the caskets, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's pitiful. That's
and
sad.
I think, what was the movie with Mel Gibson? I think Gibson was in it. Air America? Yeah, I think he was in it. All the money he was making off of drug running for the CIA? Huh.
or Tom Cruise, I know, was in one.
Was he? Maybe.
Yeah, and then he started working for the government after they arrested him for working for Pablo.
Oh, talk about, I don't think it was Pablo Guzman. Who was the guy that escaped from his jail a few years ago by digging underneath his own cell? How do they allow you to get away by digging underneath your own cell?
Big rug.
Big money.
Big money.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Hey, where's Cass?
That's why they should legalize illicit.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
All drugs should be legalized.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's still here on the phone.
Okay, good.
Probably doing something.
Good stop that old shit.
I haven't heard from Laurie Ann. He's a Laurie.
So how does that work with legalizing? Because I've heard a lot of people say it, especially, you know, like libertarians and far-right conservatives.
Well, if you legalize it, that means that, unfortunately, it would come under the control of the government, just like alcohol would. But there would be no incentive for gangs, because if you have drugs and you have alcohol, you're going to have a huge black market. So even if you make it illegal, the people who want drugs still need them, still want them. So there's going to be a market for it. Where there's a market for it, you're going to have, since it's illegal, the only people who are going to give them the drugs are going to be people who are illegal, which is gangs. You have one gang who wants to give one.
By the way, I'm still here, guys. Oh. And, Joe, you just put it very well. Like, I'm for decriminalizing it and keeping the government out of it. When it's legalized, then what comes along with it is government control, putting taxes on it, increasing taxes on it, limiting production of it, the whole nine yards. And so, you know, I am for just decriminalize it. If you commit crimes, I mean, you can have stiffer penalties if you commit crimes while either doing the drugs or selling the drugs. You can make stiffer penalties for it and stuff, but just personal use, the government should not be involved at all.
You're right.
Well, they will, because this is how it's going to work. They have dispensaries where you can go get what drugs you want. And if you want to, you can sign up for treatment. But the drugs got to be safe and have to be dispensed in the proper quantity. If not, you have people out there selling baking soda and baby aspirin and overdosing.
Yep, you got to take them right there.
And then that money for the purchase of can be used for treatment and also other social programs. But the thing that you have to, the thing that's going to be derived from it is the criminality that's involved, where you got innocent people being caught up in these skirmishes, gunfights, and all that crazy mess, no-knock raids and all that stuff. That's where you eliminate that.
That's why I'm for the decriminalization like Lori's talking about, because if you decriminalize it, it is not illegal. Now, what you're talking about also, Bianca, you're right in that there will be people who will be trying to mix drugs with baking soda, et cetera, trying to cut it down and all that. But once that's found out, then the person doesn't go back to that particular dealer. That person has another place to go because it's no longer a crime to get the drugs that he needs. Therefore, there's competition without people having to pull out guns in order to map out their territory.
Yeah. The supply of it still has to be provided, because if not, you have people making stuff up in their kitchen, like making the ancient food cake.
That's right. And then when it's decriminalized, you have, it'd be like selling milk or orange juice. You have people who will be competing against other entities legally, openly, to get the quantity that they need for their consumer.
Well, you say, hey, did you say quantity or quality? Because with just
both
like alcohol, just like alcohol, I think it's about quality. If the government or private industry, whoever's making the drug, can make the drug pretty close to what the real feeling of it is, just like with alcohol, you know, with the that's why we're not drinking moonshine still, because you can go buy a bottle that pretty much gets you where you want to be, you know, or you can buy two.
Well, yeah, you bring up a good point, Daniel.
You can't. I'm just saying, like, these Delta 8 vapes and stuff that have a little THC in them, see, they'll never take off because they're not near as they're like, I think, 0.6% THC, where you got, and other people on here know more about it, the grown THC by the government, I think, is close to like 30% or something like that. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
0.6 to 30? Come on, man. You can buy the legal THC.
You go into the dispenser and you standing there in front of a case, you say, give me a little bit of that one, give me that one over there and that one over there, and you pay for it. Mm-hmm. You can go over there, you can sit down, you can get fixed and be monitored, make sure you don't pass out, start vomiting and hooping and hollering.
But getting back to you, but what Priyanki said before about both, he's right, the quality and the quantity. Competition will eventually separate the wheat from the chaff. So
that's
right. The people who will want to give their consumers quality and quantity, and those that don't, the consumer will not go back to that person.
That's right. They will die.
So like you've mentioned too, Daniel, moonshine versus a bottle. Moonshine, what's moonshine? Well, I mean, if you're really somebody who just loves to do your, you know, bathtub gin, that's one thing. But if you want alcohol and you want alcohol with quality, you don't do moonshine. You go to the store. And you leave the moonshine behind. Now, if you don't have a store because alcohol is prohibited, like back in the 20s, then you go to the moonshine. And you have to take your chances.
You got to take your chances. That's the problem, yeah. It's so high in quality because it's almost, it's considered like PGA, pure grain alcohol. That's the closest you can buy on the shelf to moonshine. Moonshine is more pure than any alcohol you can buy because you got your flavors, you got your fillers, you got your sweeteners. Moonshine don't have any of that. If you're looking for the buzz, you know, nothing beats moonshine.
Well, you got to remember too, Daniel. Back in the day, a lot of people went blind. Some people lost their life.
That is true.
Because
it's so high. You're right.
Well, not only that, I mean, they substituted for the moonshine, what was it, wood alcohol. You couldn't tell the difference until you went blind.
Yeah.
There was, back in the day also, the government kind of got into it a little bit, and they were poisoning people on purpose.
They were what?
Pushing people on purpose.
They were
what?
Poisoning.
Oh, poisoning.
Sounds like Russia.
Yep, just before, I believe it was just before Prohibition. They were trying to get people to turn away from alcohol, so they were actually making people sick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I never heard of that, but I believe it, because if they can...
I believe it.
If they can force integration, if they can force sterilization for women, they can do anything. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And this stuff about, well, the government's not allowed to do this. Who gives a fuck? The government knows they're not allowed to do it. But who's going to stop them? They're the government.
They're the government.
They're not going to stop
them. Well, yeah, they're going to do what people allow them to happen. That's the problem. People don't give a... You know, why do we vote for a local mayor? Why do you vote for a local alder person? Hell, if you're going to be letting the CDC, letting WHO, and letting Joe Biden make up rules and regulations for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's not all that easy to get people out of the state. For example, the school boards. I looked up
the other day the kind of requirements that are needed to get people out of the school boards, and there's a website that has a nice chart that shows what is necessary in order to do it. Missouri wasn't on that chart, though. For some reason, I looked up Missouri because you're in Missouri. So I looked it up. Missouri wasn't on the chart. And if you do the keyword yourself, because I don't remember exactly what the title of the article was, but it's about, just look up chart for state board for recall, state board
Well, the state board of Missouri is different than a local school district.
State board of
The state statutes give the local control over the pertinent items, curriculum, textbooks, and teacher instruction. That can be whatever the district wants it to be. Yeah. Or should I say the people? But they don't use those powers.
They use the powers to vote in the people they think are going to help them, but they don't know how to vet whoever it is that they're voting for. People are gullible. People believe what everybody else tells them. Plus, they don't want to do the research anyway. People are lazy and gullible.
And you know what? That's okay. But see, here's where the turning point is. If I don't want my children going to that damn school, I'm not going to send my kids to that school. Let me send them someplace else. I don't want my kid going to school with yours, for those who want an argument.
Yeah.
This stuff about all kids got to go to school with each other, black kids got to go to school with best black kids, that's a bunch of bull crap. If I don't want my kids going to that school where the type of outcome is being derived, I don't want my kids going to that school.
Yeah, they're your kids,
Yeah, well, you can take your kids and put them any place you want if that place will accept them.
Well, it generally is the case, because in most cases of the time, when you have children that come from functional family, that is when the parents work with them, when they go to school first day, they know how to write and spell their name. They know their mama's real name and not a nickname. They know the difference between an orange and an apple and a banana.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot. So those children that have been put under that type of due diligence, they should not have to be locked into a classroom with a bunch of others where that's just not going on and where they're coming from. That's just holding back your child.
I agree with you. So let's say you're in Louisiana. I think you moved from Missouri to Louisiana. So let's say you've got kids, and you know in your particular neighborhood that school is horrible. So you don't want your kids going there. You have the choice of taking your kids and putting them to any other school that will accept them.
Yeah, is that the law now? I didn't know. I don't know. I guess it
depends.
That's
why, and the money needs to follow. The money needs to follow the child, because what's going on now? You got a bunch of non-education going on, but money staying there, paying people whose proxies for other organizations that's anti-American, like these teachers unions, for instance.
Oh, they are that. These unions are the teachers. Everybody's always in favor of the teachers. When you take a look at the indictments that a lot of teachers have had over the years, you would say, how did I miss this? There are so many pedophiles and stupid and teachers and drunks teaching our kids. You would go, what the?
That is very true. I substitute taught for a few years, and you are exactly right, Joe. You would not believe it.
I missed the first part of what you said, Daniel. You did what?
Oh, I was a substitute teacher.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. For a few years, and yeah, you're exactly right. These teachers don't even know what the hell they're teaching. I mean, it's pathetic.
And those that say, well, we got to do the – I don't even blame those who say, well, we have to go through the curriculum so we don't have much time for questions. See, I don't blame them because they're forced to do it. But the teachers you're talking about and I'm talking about now, Daniel, those who really don't give a fuck,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there are a lot of them that parents aren't aware of.
Right.
We're aware of the ones that make the news, but we're not aware, and we keep on thinking the teachers, they're so great. They're not great.
No. No.
If they were great, then we would have schools that would have their students maintain at least a proficiency of about, what, 87%? I'm throwing a number out there.
That'd be nice.
You know, they work with the student, they work with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, "Oh, guy, hey, we got a kid who's going to end up in prison in the next few years. Who cares?" You know, and they just go, "Eh, so what?" Then again, some teachers' hands are tied. I saw one video where one kid was just got up on top of the on top of his desk and started dancing. The teacher couldn't do anything. There were union regs
mm-hmm.
and state laws against teachers actually enforcing some sort of discipline.
Hmm. Well, I was just going to say something similar where, mm-hmm. you know, the really great teachers are muzzled. I mean, they can't teach the truth or they'll lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, they have to comply with the federal standards and they have to comply with all the shit, which is all lies, and they know it. And so you can have, like, a really, really great teacher come in, and within a couple of years, that really great teacher
burns out.
A resentful, shitty teacher yeah. because they can't fucking teach what they want to teach, you know? They can't teach the truth. My eighth grade history teacher, Mr. Vega, if he was teaching now, there is no way that he would teach as well as he taught, because he actually encouraged us, you know, okay, you're going to read this chapter of what the textbook says, and then I want you to do your own research in the library, look it up, and do a real report on, I want you to spot the falsehoods in the textbook versus
nice.
Real life. Like, that's what my history teacher used to encourage us to do. And, so, like, if he were to try to do that nowadays, hell no. That would never work. He'd be fired on the spot.
I tell you, something else needs to be done away with. Our parents should take the initiative. And that's giving their kids brown bag lunches to take to school with them. That way they don't have to participate in that government free and reduced lunch program. Because when you do that, oh, baby, now here comes the other perks, controls, carrots.
I'm confused, Bianchi. I think I'm misunderstanding. I don't know if you're in favor of the kids taking the lunch to school or not.
I'm in favor of children going back like they used to, taking their own lunches.
Oh, okay.
That way
yeah.
wouldn't have to depend on the federal government programs.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's Title I.
Yep.
Because when you sign up for a federal government program, then they want to come in and tell you everything else that you need to be doing or can't do in your school district. A bunch of bull crap.
That's right.
And be able to do it without some, you know, fascist authoritarian going, you don't have enough of this in your lunch. You know, you have
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have enough of this. You don't have enough of that. This is junk. This isn't good enough. You know, like, all of that stuff, and have the CDC call on you because your kid's bag lunch didn't include an apple or some
yeah.
shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
And this is how the federal government has control over the state and local state boards and state and the schools, because they want what they all, well, not all, but most Americans who take a look at this, their program, say, this is good for the kids. Let's have lunch and breakfast for the kids. They don't realize that the government is exercising control, and if the states and the cities don't conform to their particular rules and regulations, the state funding gets pulled.
Yes.
Or you get accused, like Laurie was talking about, right? You get accused of doing something either illegal or wrong. So it's all about control. It's not about helping us. I mean, what was it? Was it the church committee? What was it? The Committee on American Activities back in 1955? They pointed all this out back then. The communist, the manifesto, the communist manifesto of the 13 planks. It said what their plans were.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's here.
We've been infiltrated for a long, long, and before 1955, how about the Federal Reserve? Well,
yeah, really showed in JFK's days.
So I remember, what was the book? I didn't read it, but I remember that it can't happen here. They say it can't happen here. And it probably was a book about how it could happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, until they, I don't know, these midterms are going to be real important. I'm just anxious. I'm anxious to see how they're going to go.
I hope they
will. It has to go beyond them. Even though people get elected, you still got to make their ass do what you expect them to do. If not, get rid of them again.
That's right.
Yeah, but we got to wait 4 years in order to get rid of them. That's why when I grill them,
you don't have to wait 4 years. You put the process in place and get rid of them. Recall. Vote them
recall.
In one day. Next week, start recalling their ass.
Well, you can't recall them unless the state approves. You can make up your petitions, but unless the petitions are sanctioned by the state, it doesn't matter. Am I right or am I wrong?
Isn't that what happened with Gavin Newsom?
Oh, good example. He had everybody from here to Mars wanting to get rid of him. He's still in there.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, they probably cheated.
That's right. They cheated.
But it ain't going to stop you from getting rid of your mayor. It's not going to stop you from getting rid of your alderperson. Not going to stop you from getting rid of that circuit judge.
Right. Right.
Get their ass out.
I think whoever is in favor of whatever the leading powers that be are in that state, that person's going to stick. I don't care if they got federally indicted. Just like the when they crushed Rand Paul's ribs, the neighbor got off. The person that went against the gubernatorial candidate from New York recently, he was out on bail.
Hell, in St. Louis City alderperson, they indicted three of them. Louis Reed, Jeffrey Boyd, and Robert Muhammad. Eventually, they was forced to resign.
Oh, that's good.
But they still facing some federal charges.
Yeah, they're still investigating Hunter Biden, too.
Yeah, I heard something's about to go down with him.
I read that, too. I read the headline that they're investigating. It seems like Hunter's time may be up. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
He'll be
yeah, bullshit. He could face charges. Yeah,
yeah
he could,
right?
But he won't. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that doesn't happen.
So what about the Queen of England? They say she's had COVID and she's in real bad shape now.
I didn't know about that. Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that either.
What is she, about 95? She's about due to go anyway, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. What, Prince Philip went, 6 months ago, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, she's next. For sure.
When you talk about gullibility, when you're a monarch, aren't you nothing more than just a dictator? No matter how you glorify it, the King of England... Aren't you, as the King of England, saying, this is my land and you are my serf and you do what I tell you to? Isn't that the same as being a dictator?
I think so.
Isn't it just all gussied up so that they have castles?
I don't even understand why England still has the whole king and queen and royal bullshit. I mean, you know, they got parliament, they got all that. It's really just for this... I don't know, like this nostalgia or something to keep
it
going. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be symbolism, except for one thing. The Queen is worth $6 billion. How she get the how she get $6 billion fucking dollars? I understand and that the Queen has a lot
long
of influence over the Prime
Minister.
A long
lineage of inherited money. That's how.
Which they had to get from robbing the people, and stealing it from other lands. From
she's
Scotland
not even the
Ireland.
Rightful the rightful queen.
Oh, she's not.
No. Their name, the Windsor name, it used to be Winslow. It's supposed to be Winslow.
Hmm.
They got somebody in there, of course, by election fraud or by cheating, you know, or whatever. Yeah, Winslow was the original dynasty name.
Hmm.
They changed it to Windsor. They're not even royals.
Does anybody know the story
of
when the King of England abdicated his throne for the American back in the 20s? Or was it 40s? 20s to 40s?
Yeah, what, he wanted a divorce? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, he was the King of England. But what
right.
he wanted, he may have wanted a divorce from the Queen. I'm not sure if he was married then, probably. But he wanted to abdicate his throne, his entire
yeah.
throne, to not be
yep.
king anymore in order to marry an American. And the Brits
right.
are going, she's a commoner. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, actually, Joe, she was a divorced woman.
That's
was
what it was.
Okay.
And the king could not marry a divorced woman, so that's why he abdicated his throne.
Oh,
and
okay.
his brother, Elizabeth's father, became king.
Oh, okay, good. So you know the story then. Cool.
A little bit, just a tad, just a little bit.
Because I know
but
he
gave
his,
up, gave up his throne
ripple.
For a woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because it surely didn't make the Brits happy.
Well, there you have Charles married to Camilla. She's divorced. So are they going to apply the same rules to him? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And Charles is suspected of killing Diana. Mm.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Diana had a lot of dirt on the royals.
Yeah,
she had
one
of
her favorite children.
She was a liability.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They say she was still alive when they got to the hospital with her.
Hmm. I wonder how
some
many
say
people
she's
that
still
we,
alive now.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. I wonder how many people that we think of as dead are really alive in order to get away from the pressures of being in the public spotlight.
That's true.
Or the pressures of the Illuminati chasing after you.
Yeah.
Doing it on purpose.
Or cabal, whatever. Same, you know, same as.
You got to see a movie called Elvis is Alive. It's funny. It's a guy who sounds exactly like Elvis, and he's talking about how come he faked his own death. It's funny.
Well, that guy in Arkansas sure does sound like him, but I hardly think that that's him. But he sure does sound like him.
Well, I
Thank
think
you.
It is him.
The preacher.
No,
he's a preacher.
No.
I would
yeah,
love
he
it.
Sounds like him.
I would love it if Elvis was alive. He entered an Elvis lookalike contest and came in last place.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, God. You son of a bitch. Who are you trying to be Elvis for? You can't dance like him. You don't even look like him.
He would be, what, in his 70s now?
Hell yeah. More older than that, wouldn't he?
More than that.
Yeah.
He'd be in his 80s. Or
yeah, he would be about 80, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'll figure it out. I'll look it up.
I know he died at the age of 42 in 77, so that's 8. Now that's 45 plus,
All right, 88 days.
45 and 40. Oh. He can't be in his 90s, please. Come on. Then he must have died around 42, around the age of...
Elvis 40. Would be 86 years, 11 months, and 25
wow.
days old.
He's older than I thought.
like a hound dog.
But the longer, but he, the time he lived in anonymity, he probably lived a happier life.
Oh, yeah. He was real religious anyways, I mean.
Yeah.
So that deal about him being a preacher or whatever, if whatever did happen and he is alive, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he sung, you know, all that gospel music. I mean, he was really in tune.
Mike Tyson lost his fortune years ago. And
yeah.
He said that it was the happiest thing, the best thing that ever happened, because then he became happy. Nobody had any pressure on him anymore. Nobody asked him for anything. There wasn't any pressure for him to do anything. He said when he became broke, it was the happiest time in his life.
The champ.
Yeah, and now he owns a marijuana farm.
Does he?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he making money on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
He's on all kinds of shows now, again. Yeah.
I always liked Tyson.
I always thought
he was a great shooter.
What was that? The movies. I think it was the second one, The Hangover. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Where he had Alan.
No, The Hangover.
Yeah.
These three guys go to, one of them is getting, it's four of them actually, one of them is getting married, so they go to Vegas to celebrate bachelor party, and Mike Tyson is in that movie. You know, one of them gets a tattoo on the side of his face,
just like Mike Tyson.
And they steal his tiger.
Oh, brother. Talk about a death wish.
Yeah, he's got a pet tiger. And they steal his tiger.
Hmm.
And
never heard of that movie, no.
Well, yeah, it's like The Hangover, and then there's a second Hangover. There's three different movies.
Mm-hmm. They're so funny.
They are.
I like the revenge movies. I like it when
revenge
these assholes
movie.
Take like a woman, rape her, abuse her, and then she comes back at him without the help of the authorities, because the authorities they don't care.
Yep.
I like those kind of movies.
Like Clint Eastwood type movies.
Yeah, but these are like B movies, and they're not made as well as Clint Eastwood movies, and they just show the woman just surviving the abuse, because she gets away, and she just goes right after them and gives them what they deserve. It's called I Spit on Your Grave type of movies.
Yeah. I love those ones, too.
Yeah.
One of my favorite. I love, have you seen Kill Bill 1 and 2?
Oh,
yeah.
Favorite.
Yeah. I don't know.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
She
That's
is one
in there, right?
She's by us.
Laurie. That's with Lucy Liu in there, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman.
Yep.
Yeah. That was good. I don't think I saw the other one. I may have. I forgot.
The guy from.
Oh
Kung
man,
Fu.
You gotta watch both volumes, or you just haven't really watched it. Yeah. Volume two is just like a
All
continuation.
Right.
You gotta watch the second one.
Before 12 o'clock, I gotta play this. I'm gonna play it right now and get it over with. Before I forget again.
Well, he may say that it sounds pretty amazing. It sounds pretty disgusting to me. But listen, we can let the free market work. Maybe he's got a product that'll end up being great. I kind of doubt it is ever going to beat great American beef. But I think the problem is that he doesn't just want to serve the marketplace. He wants to impose values. Yes, Bill Gates has said that no American should be eating red meat. In fact, he said that there in developed countries, nobody should be eating beef unless it's grown in a laboratory. He has an interest in imposing those kind of values. And the fact that he's snapping up all of this land makes me curious what in the world he's going to do with it. And is it related to that mission that he's got?
Well, he's obviously a big greeniac, climate change guy, and livestock produces methane gas. And so they're at war with the beef industry. We all know that. And Gates, by the way, took to Reddit to explain the land grab, claiming that it's not connected to climate. The agriculture sector is important. With more productive seeds, we can avoid deforestation and help Africa deal with the climate difficulty they already face. Is this about seeds now, Congressman?
Well, listen, maybe it is, but that's why it's important to get Bill Gates in front of Congress. He's a smart guy. He's not going to be scared of answering some of these tough questions. What we know is that 270,000 acres of farmland, you can grow 50 million bushels of corn there. You could feed thousands upon thousands of cattle. If he were to make a decision one day that he didn't want to run cattle on that land, and if we were to see a drastic drop in the herd size in this country, that could have a marked and significant impact on the price of beef in this country and elsewhere. If we're going to have somebody with that kind of power over the marketplace, Congress would not be doing its job if we didn't ask some difficult questions.
And which you won't.
Of course they won't.
But you sound good on TV.
Might as well call Congress Gates Incorporated.
Might as well.
Or Klaus Schwab Incorporated. Either or.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, Bill Gates in Africa, you know, when he went there and sold them their GMO seeds, like, this is going to feed you forever. This is going to be great stuff. And so he's selling these, these countries in Africa these seed, and the seed turns out to cost them more because, of course, the seed is like, you know, GMO can't, you know, collect the seed and all that. The seed needs, or like even the chickens. So selling them these GMO chickens that are supposed to, you know, oh, they're bigger and they're better and everything. But the chickens required more care. They required more water. They required antibiotics. They required special food. And this bankrupted these areas, and he basically made them dependent on this stuff. Oh, here's your GMO chickens that require all this shit. Here's your GMO seeds that require all this shit to feed them, making them dependent on it, and these communities just got gutted completely. I mean, they were poor. It made famine worse. The chickens were not very nutritious. So they weren't very nutrient dense or anything. So it made everything worse. And so that was the experiment, and that's exactly what he wants to do here.
Hey, Laura, you may know about this. When you were talking about the GMO seeds, correct me if I'm wrong, my memory, is that GMO seeds, they don't fertilize. For example, if you have a mango and you want to now use the seeds from the mango to grow more mangoes, you can't do it from a GMO mango.
Not all of them. A lot of them, like Monsanto and stuff, they have made them so that they cannot reproduce.
Okay.
And that is as part of, like, protecting their patent. But not all GMO seeds are like that. GMO is basically genetically modified.
Mm.
And so they've messed with the genes for, you know, to create, you know, make them bigger, make them greener, make them less susceptible to disease, all these other things, supposedly. But they still can replicate. And then that's where the local organic, you know, ma-pa farmer gets sued by Monsanto, because Monsanto's GMO seed that's patented, you know, blows over birds or whatever, you know, eat it and shit it out or whatever, and then suddenly it contaminates their own crop. And then Monsanto has turned around, many, many cases of this, suing the neighboring farmers for violating their patent, even though, you know, it's the Monsanto stuff that contaminated their farms. You know, not the other way around. They weren't stealing the seed. They weren't, you know, doing it on purpose. and all that stuff. So Monsanto is totally known for this kind of stuff. So that is why Monsanto and DuPont created genetically modified seed that will not replicate, so that farmers that use them are forced to buy new seed every single year.
And as you were saying, the GMO produce isn't hardly as nutritious as it should be for the human body.
Exactly. There's like a, like that's what you sacrifice. Yeah, they make them bigger. Yeah, they might be less disease resistant or less drought resistant. But then the net result is they're also less nutrient dense as the natural that you would get.
Yeah. So again, we're
the one thing that they're
killed.
Doing with GMO seeds that everybody should be paying attention to is they're putting the pesticide in the seed, not coating
mm-hmm.
the seed,
mm-hmm.
but they're putting the pesticide into the seed. And the pesticides that work against these bugs work on their nervous systems. So you, in turn, just to begin with, I mean, anything that's like a grain-based, you can't rinse the pesticides off of that. It doesn't get clean before you eat it. But so now that it's in the seed, you're eating that pesticide, and it's going to attack your nervous system.
Yeah.
Now, it's not going to be as bad as the bug and kill you off directly, but you've got a lot of neurological conditions that are ramping up. I mean, rheumatoid arthritis is out of control. Parkinson's is starting to get out of control. ALS is
mm-hmm.
starting to become more popular. Anybody think, and everybody's having problems with, like Daniel, with Crohn's disease or IBS or any of that stuff because you're killing off
fibromyalgia.
Yeah,
I never heard of fibromyalgia in my life until the last few years. You know, like, where the fuck did this come from?
Well, I knew a girl like 10 years ago. She got diagnosed with it. She said, I don't know what it is. My doctor can't explain it exactly. She said, but it's I get pain all over my body, and they can't pinpoint why I get the pain. And that's what it's – that. And she said it's got to be a nerve pain. And she said it's just – She said it was a stupid disease because, like, one day her arms will ache like you wouldn't believe. And then the next day she's fine. And then 2 days later, she's got to sleep for 24 hours. She feels like she has the flu and she just aches all over her body.
Mm.
But she said, you know, there was nothing they could give her to fix that. But, yeah, so we're having problems with our stomach and our digestive system because we're killing off all the good stuff that's in the digestive system that keeps the bad stuff in check.
Yeah.
Because we're eating freaking pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And we're also, you know, getting prescribed antibiotics. But, you know, 40 years ago, I remember when I was a kid, if you were prescribed antibiotics, you would also be prescribed probiotics to take after that to help replenish your body's good bacteria. And they abandoned
that
a reason, you know. So kill off all of your good bacteria along with the bad, and then not replace it. And
yeah, I was always told
anytime
I was on antibiotics, even still to this day, you know, make sure you start eating yogurt. Or because
really?
It didn't used to be that there was a probiotic pill. Yeah, we were always just told to eat yogurt.
I remember when
to
I was
help
kid,
things along.
They shot me out with penicillin
mm-hmm.
pretty often, but I was never, my mother never told me, and I don't think my mother was ever told that you had to take probiotics.
mm. Yeah, well, see, I wasn't, like I
yeah.
said, I wasn't told probiotics. I was just told to eat yogurt.
I wasn't told that. I wish I were.
Yeah, because yogurt has the probiotics, but you got to get the natural yogurt. Like, you can't even do that now. You buy Yoplait, you're getting jack shit for real... actual
yeah.
real bacteria that's going to benefit you. You got to like buy like the organic, yeah. natural, live culture stuff. And you know, I know when I had my
yeah.
oral surgeries and stuff, of course, I got a prescribed antibiotics, but I alternated when I bought the Nature's Way, like 14 blend in the refrigerator probiotics. And I alternated taking my antibiotics and let that, you know, kill off the bad stuff. And then I would take my probiotics, especially like an hour or so before eating. I would take my probiotics so that, you know, that was in there. And then I would eat my food and help with my digestion and not get upset stomach and stuff. And, yeah, so, I mean, I always, always, if I'm ever going to get antibiotics, I always go to the store, go to, you know, organic refrigerator section, and I buy those Nature's Way with, like, as many, you know, probiotics as I can.
Yeah, but see, back in the day, same thing, back in the day when TV dinners were first introduced, if you remember, I know when I was a kid, they were still the same way. You did a TV dinner, you had to cook, you put it in the oven for like 40 minutes. It actually had to bake. It was a frozen dinner. So it didn't have all of the extra preservatives in it and that kind of stuff. And then we got away from that, and we've been just monkeying with our food, where half the time our food is not food.
Yeah. Yeah, we had talked about it briefly before. TV dinners, the preservatives and canned foods, et cetera. Sure. It's best just to cook your own food, eat as fruits and vegetables that are as fresh as possible, and, you know, go from there.
Yeah, but see, that was another thing with Bill Gates and the GMOs and stuff like that. Do you remember when they were talking about the golden rice? The golden rice was going to save the poor people in China.
No, I don't remember that.
It was supposed to be high in vitamin A, I believe, was the vitamin that they were looking at. And they finally did studies on it, and it didn't produce what it was supposed to produce.
And you mentioned Bill Gates. So it seems to me that Bill Gates has his hand in everything that's depopulating the planet, actually.
Oh, he's a big one for eugenics. He's a big one
it
for
doesn't seem like it.
Thinning the herd.
Yeah.
And he says that quite often, that we have too many people on the planet. We're going to outstrip our resources. No. If you guys let the small farmer go back to farming their small farm and rotating their crops. Because that's one of the big things that they learned in the Dust Bowl, is that you have to rotate crops.
Rotate, yeah. I mean, I read something about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what my grandpa did. My grandpa didn't use pesticides and herbicides and all that kind of stuff. He rotated his crops. He was born and raised in middle of nowhere Norway, and that's how we did his stuff. And if you went to the neighboring farms that, you know, did it the conventional way, you could tell the difference in the soil. My grandfather's soil in the field was dark, dark brown, almost black. All the farms around him, light brown. There was so little nutrients that soil was so deprived because those farmers were not doing it the right way. And my grandpa had, like, still to this day, I have not had as good of vegetables. His sweet corn, you didn't have to put anything on it. You just grab it, boil it, and then eat it just as is. You didn't need butter. You didn't need to put sugar in the water, none of that stuff. I mean, it's the sweetest sweet corn ever, and, like, huge tomatoes, huge potatoes, huge everything that tasted wonderful. And yet, you know.
Okay.
But just the way he did things. Yeah, it's like if we need to get back to that, because the conventional way of growing food is just ripping our soil of any nutrients and
oh, yeah.
We're going
but
downhill.
But large farms get subsidized to go ahead and grow extra corn for the ethanol or grow the extra soybeans for the soybean market.
Well, You need to.
You're supposed to rotate stuff. Yeah, I need to warn you guys. We might get cut off because a thunderstorm just popped up, and it's blowing hard.
And we've had a.
So just in case our internet goes out.
our tower.
Sounded
black
like
soil.
Right.
Does, black soil doesn't mean that it's highly nutritious.
What's that, Bianchi?
I say black soil doesn't mean that it's highly high in nutrients.
It's a pretty good indicator. It's a pretty good indicator, dude. Especially when all the soil on neighboring farms is light brown, and his is the only one with nice, dark, rich soil. It's a pretty good indicator that you have nice, fertile, nutrient soil.
Yeah, you go over to Africa, the soil is red.
Yeah.
Red.
It's red.
Yeah, it depends on the composition of the area that you're in. Sure. I mean, volcanic areas, you know, have that nice dark soil. But then again, that soil that's in volcanic areas is pretty nutrient dense because it came from volcanoes. It depends on what the makeup is. But if you're in the same area and your farm is the only one with nice, dark, rich soil and all the rest are light brown and they don't grow as well, their produce, everything they grow does not grow as well, then that's a pretty good indicator of which farm has the best soil and which one doesn't.
I think Alabama has red.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I know.
That's right, blood red from them Yankees that come down here.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Don't mess with it. I warned you.
Yankee
warned
blood is still spitting up watermelons.
That old red clay.
What is it that makes it so red? Is it like high iron or something like that that makes it that red?
Whatever's in clay.
Has there ever been any studies about the farmland in America, which states actually have the better farmland compared to other states?
That was down the Delta region.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Be interesting to find out.
Depends on what they're raising.
Yeah, each region has its own, it's best grown here kind of thing. I know like the north is the best for growing cherries. The south is best for growing peaches. California, though, the whole almond industry is being grown in the wrong area. They have to actually irrigate the trees every year. And if you have an apple orchard, you only ever run water when there's a drought going through.
Cinnamon, I hate to say this, but nobody cares about California on this blog.
I know nobody cares about it. What I'm trying to say is they're trying to do something that's the wrong thing for their region. And then everybody's crying because there's not enough water.
Well, just think, we're in Michigan and we
grow it where you don't have to worry about it.
What'd you say?
There's a wildfire that's out of control. Is it in California or in Florida that's happening now?
I didn't even know one was happening.
I know there's one in Spain.
No, but here, either in California.
And there's one in Yosemite.
Yeah, that's it. It's near Yosemite. And I was reading, perusing the article. I wasn't reading it in depth. And they were talking about how the drought was making it very, very ripe in order for it to get on fire and to explode and it be expansive as it is. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if that area is the area that has become a drought because the government is somehow forbidding water to go into a certain region. There is one state that is undergoing drought because the government's doing just that. It's forbidding or in some way it's keeping rainwater or the water from the streams to enter a particular area, and now they're experiencing drought. And you have to ask yourself and say, well, duh, if you have a drought, no water, because the government is blocking it, you're going to have a drought. But the government, you know, doesn't care. Or, in fact, it does care. It cares to kill.
And did they find
you? Well, you get me going on the.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say some of the drought concerns are if you treat your damn water supply right, people can drink water from the tap instead of buying effing bottles and stop pumping from aquifers.
And the water in the bottles isn't especially pure either. That was proven years ago.
Yeah. That's
true. Yeah, there's a lot of places that take it right from the faucet, pretty much.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, they sure do.
The more we talk about what the private sector is doing, offering up like water bottles from the tap, for example, it reminds me of George Carlin talking about how corporations are just fucking the people the same way that the government is fucking people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely. You know, my grandfather had well water, and I loved it. Like, I could drink right from the hose, no problem.
That had to be tasty good.
Oh, God, yeah. That water was so good. You know, and again, we didn't have to worry about pesticides and herbicides and chemical bullshit in the water, you know,
right. Yeah.
And drinking it.
Well,
you know,
let me tell
you. Didn't use any of that stuff.
Yeah, my uncle.
Being out here.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
I thought we were fighting over who's going to go first. I'll just say that when I was up at camp, when I had well water, that tasted good, too. Now,
our lights are flicking, Cinnamon. I don't know if you noticed that.
I know. I saw that.
Okay.
That's Otis.
No, Otis is right here.
Yeah, letting you know he wants to go out.
He ain't going nowhere.
Hey, look.
Oh, and if this show does end, hit me up on Facebook because, you know, like what happened with me, I got hung up on, you know, my call ended, but I didn't realize that the whole show had ended. Otherwise, I would have created an episode to continue. So, you know, if you guys get cut off, the show ends because of, you know, thunderstorms or whatever, I can create a quick episode. But just let me know that it's not just me that happens to.
Well, we might not be able to tell you that because we might lose the internet. So that's what usually goes out because when we first moved in here, I swear to God, it would start blowing. It would only be 15 miles an hour, and we'd lose the power line. It was like every year at least three or four times. And now I think they've replaced all the lines around here. Now it's usually the internet that goes down.
Mm.
You know, I see where the latest acquisition of racism goes to a Sesame Seed street character that apparently snubbed two young black girls.
But that same character got caught. Other people once the mom showed the video, because the Sesame Street character, like, shook no at him. And all they wanted to do was go up and hug him and shook his hands like, no. And then other people posted videos where their kids were skipped in the line.
Yeah.
So
You're right, Cinema. But here's the thing.
Yeah, there was something else going on that was off camera, I think, and that's what they were doing. Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. This is what that gets me. Here comes the NAACP damn CP. No, not them. The Congressional Black Caucus. Congressional Black Caucus wants to have a meeting with Sesame Street because black kids get their feelings hurt. Their parents calling racism and everything. But Donnie, I'd be good goddamn. Isn't it not the Congressional Black Caucus that has a standing rule that no white members are allowed?
I believe you're right. I believe you're right.
Absolutely.
And no conservative black members either.
Yeah, them too. If you're conservative, Republican, you can't, and black, you can't be allowed member. But if you are white, you cannot be allowed to join, even though you are duly elected
in a black,
black constituent.
Yep. Memphis, Tennessee, I believe, right?
Memphis,
Cohen?
Tennessee, Stephen Cohen. Cohen. You're absolutely right. They told him he cannot join because his skin is white. This is recent. This ain't going back into the 1830s with
no.
Bat Masterson and all them.
No,
this is recent.
Yeah. He didn't, yeah. It hasn't been too long ago.
This is what I'm talking about. The double, triple, quadruple standards that are allowed to exist. That's why come I'm never invited on any of these big shows like that. Because I don't have enough of that memory loss where I won't be asking these questions.
Yeah.
That's really ridiculous. Everything's racism except when it comes down to these characters.
Yeah, and supposedly somebody else, I think I saw it on Reddit, so I don't know if this is true or not, but like the mom of the two girls, if you look at it, the character is saying no to the mom, like above the kids' heads. It's not looking down at the kids. And like supposedly the mom was trying to like get an autograph or hand something to the puppet. I don't know what was going on.
Probably
how
not
the hell a puppet's gonna sign an autograph?
Yeah, I was gonna say no. They were trying to hand something to the puppet. They didn't know. The person on Reddit didn't know if it was something for them to sign or like a.
But let's get everybody involved because somebody got snubbed in a Sesame Street get together.
Oh yeah, here comes the claims of systematic racism. Here comes the slave claims that the remnants of the Big Muffin character is part the remnants of slavery, deep Alabama slavery.
Thank you.
I'm going to inject something here. I just ate a fortune cookie, and here is what my fortune says. Catch on fire with enthusiasm, and people will come for miles to watch you burn.
Well, I would imagine.
That's positive.
That is positive. That is positive.
Catch on fire with enthusiasm and people will come for miles to watch you burn. What a positive fortune. But also very true.
Yeah, I don't think it's the kind of message that a positive mental attitude crowd really wants to put out there. Catch on enthusiasm, they'll come for miles around to see you burn if you catch on fire. Okay.
Yeah.